Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
The big prizes.
Hello, Virginia! Hello, New Jersey!
Mr. Obama has invested personal political capital in the Democratic candidates for governor in those states, but University of Virginia political expert Larry Sabato says there are coattail limits when the president's not on the ballot.
The turnout is going to be so much lower this November than last November, and most of the voters who aren't showing up are democratically inclined.
Today's races are regional votes with regional issues and personalities, but they are generating national interest, along with other elections today. As CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
There are two special congressional elections, the most interesting one in upstate New York.
The Democrats are hopeful that they could pick this seat up for the first time in a century.
CBS News political director Steve Shigera says that's because the Republican in the race favored abortion rights and gay marriage, and conservatives, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, went after her.
They came out in support of the conservative, putting so much pressure on the Republican candidate that she wound up dropping out over the weekend.
And endorsing the Democrat, who's now running against a member of New York's conservative party.
And there are referenda that will be decided today among the states to watch. Maine, where voters are being asked to overturn legalized same-sex marriage. Afghanistan's president is promising a fresh start. Hamid Karzai, a day after the country's electoral commission certified a new term after his main challenger dropped out of this week's runoff election. CBS's Mandy Clark in Kabul says Karzai is vowing to make changes.
President Karzai said he will stamp out the state of corruption that is plaguing Afghanistan. He didn't go into detail on exactly how he'd get rid of it. He also reached out to his opponents and says he wants to create a government of unity and participation in all tribes.
For the first time since it began last week, former Serb leader Radovan Karadzic is expected today to appear at his war crimes trial in The Hague. Karadzic has boycotted the proceedings, claiming he had insufficient time to prepare his case. The court's Nerma Jelicic says Karadzic has the right to act as his own attorney up to a point.
The right to self-represent is not an absolute right, and if an accused is obstructive, this right will be revoked and a counsel will be imposed.
Advice from federal health officials on H1N1 vaccine. Pregnant women seem to be doing well with just one dose, though young kids still require two treatments, 3 weeks apart. Now that's based on continuing studies of the vaccine's effectiveness. In Connecticut, Attorney General Richard Blumenthal wants answers from manufacturers and distributors of seasonal flu vaccine after allegations over distribution and pricing.
We're investigating these reports of price gouging and price fixing, as well as favoritism in distribution, by demand letters that we sent to all of the major manufacturers and distributors.
When a label says a product is free of the additive bisphenol A, can you be sure? CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett says there's reason to doubt.
Chemical additive BPA may increase your cancer risk or impede early development in children if it's found in food or beverages. Consumers Union tested 19 types of food in paper, plastic, and metal packaging and found some bisphenol A present. Eating several servings of canned Del Monte fresh cut Blue Lake green beans might give a small kid elevated levels of BPA, and the substance was found.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It's Selection Day in Colorado, and issues are being decided by mail-in ballots. Some mayoral races, school board, and city council seats are on the ballot. The Adams County Clerk and Recorder says voter turnout so far is at its lowest level in 10 years.
We mailed out 194,000 ballots this year in Adams County, and we've only received about 32,000 back.
Karen Long tells 9 News that's about a 17% response. During last year's presidential election, turnout was about 90%. Long says people need to realize the issues being decided will impact their lives. 2 Denver City Council members would like Denver to reap the benefits from medical marijuana dispensaries. Charlie Brown and Chris Nevitt suggest sales taxes from the prescription pot could help the city at a time when revenue is down and employees are facing layoffs. State lawmakers will look at similar laws next session. The Pueblo City Council has approved a 90-day moratorium on licensing medical marijuana dispensaries while city officials determine how to regulate them. Even though Colorado voters approved the use of marijuana for medical reasons in 2000, local governments can still set regulations and can tax dispensaries. In sports, it's back to the Bronx. The Phillies beat the Yankees last night in Game 5 of the World Series. That moves the series back to New York for Game 6. The Avs are off tonight. The Nuggets are in Indiana to play the Pacers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as you're out the door this morning. We're seeing some slowing on the westbound lanes of I-70 on that approach to Colorado. Sounds like some debris fell out of the back of a truck. Some cars hit it, got flat tires, so lots of police on scene as they're working to get those guys and the debris picked up and all those cars out of your way. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 63 degrees. Overnight low dropping down to 35, currently 36. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fresh, flavorful pork is now a great value for any meal occasion. Your neighborhood King Supers has all of your favorite cuts of fresh pork. And this week, check out all the great deals on pork. King Supers, more value for the way you live.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.5% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, no minimum balance, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's
about to start the big debate on health care reform on the floor of the House of Representatives this week, and got it covered down at the White House, the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, where all eyes on New Jersey, Virginia, and New York's 23rd for the elections today and what that will mean for President Obama's legislative agenda. Thank you for joining the program. You want to get your word in, make your comment. Your call is welcome at any time at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. The website open and ready for your visits as well at BillPressShow.com. Some photos of the stakeout yesterday in front of the West Wing of the White House. I was there when Interior Secretary Ken Salazar came out with a few members of Congress and some energy officials to announce that they are going to undertake a massive project to build big wind farms, windmills, whole collections of them off the Atlantic coast of the United States and the Pacific coast of the United States. Haven't heard too much about that program. I'm sure that will be maybe easier said than done. But the announcement did come at the White House yesterday. The photos of that announcement up on the website, taken by yours truly at the White House, at BillPressShow.com. Don't forget, if you haven't already done so, you got to have a podcast subscription to be able to fully enjoy the show. Monthly podcast or yearly podcast subscription available at the website, BillPressShow.com. That podcast put out there every day by our team, Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning. What do you say, guys?
Good morning.
Hi there.
Everything ready to go?
We are rocking and rolling.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And a big sports night last night, huh?
Boy.
I mean, first of all, you got the, was it the fifth game of the World Series?
Yes,
yeah,
game
fifth
five.
Game with the Phillies keeping it alive. People thought that the Yankees might put it away last night.
Mm-hmm.
They did not. They wanted to go. I think they wanted to go back to their home park.
A lot of people say that. Oh, it's always much nicer to win at home.
Yeah.
But
well, we'll have another chance.
The Phillies
are still in there. And last night was Monday Night Football too. Mm-hmm. And Narlins is on a roll.
They're on fire.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're killing this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they did last night. Right? We got
against the Falcons.
Second and 10. New Orleans 49.
Ryan looking. Going to throw it deep downfield. Jump ball downfield. And it's Darren Sharper who goes up and picks it off. Darren Sharper with the interception at the 5-yard line. Ryan gets slowly to his feet. He was crushed back at the 39-yard line. And how fitting it is that Darren Sharper, who has meant so much to this football team, comes in with the kill shot, the interception down deep in Saints territory. And finally we can exhale with 3 seconds left.
Oh, there you go. Well, the only place there was more excitement than Monday Night Football last night was down at the House of Representatives. We're getting ready to debate that health care reform legislation. We'll kick off this hour talking to Majority Leader Steny Hoyer about what we can expect. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
On this Tuesday, other headlines making news. Might Andre Agassi be regretting admitting using meth in his new book? The World Anti-Doping Administration is asking the Association of Tennis Professionals, the group that Agassi lied to investigate the claims. But the ATP says it was too late for sanctions against Agassi because of an 8-year limitation rule.
Yeah, once the book is published, man, it's too late to take it back.
Jay Leno is finally speaking out about former rival David Letterman's sex scandal. Leno tells Broadcast and Cable magazine he doesn't think the controversy will have any effect at all. He says Dave has never pretended to be Mr. Moral America, and he's not a hypocrite. If it were him, though, Leno says he'd be dead because he's been married faithfully for 29 years.
Yeah, I think Leno has other things to worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you think?
Yeah. One of the nation's last independent brewers is going up for sale. It's Pabst Brewing Company, a company known for producing a virtual who's who of beers, including Old Milwaukee, Ballantyne, Schmidt, and Colt 45. In recent years, they enjoyed a resurgence as its flagship, Pabst Blue Ribbon, or PBR in many circles. Case sales surged 21% over the last year. New York Post says Pabst has hired Merrill Lynch to seek out potential buyers. They're asking $300 million.
Maybe Rush Limbaugh should buy PBR.
You know what I found out the other day?
Rather than the Rams.
One of our favorite places here in Capitol Hill, the Tune In.
Yeah.
They have Pabst Blue Ribbon on draft.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anyone that has it on draft.
No, really.
It's so gross.
Yes, indeed. It's been a long time shaping this legislation. Three committees in the House, two in the Senate. But there is now a final health care reform bill on the floor of the House and on the floor of the Senate. Much better bill, much stronger bill, in my humble opinion, is the House version. What can we expect? Is it going to stay that strong? Is it going to get maybe any stronger? Let's check in with our good friend, House Majority. Nobody knows the issue, and nobody's going to have more say over it than our good friend, the Majority Leader of the House of Representatives, the Honorable Steny Hoyer. Mr. Leader, good morning.
Hi, Bill. How are you today?
We're doing good.
Terrific.
So when are we going to get around to the vote? That I hear maybe as early as Thursday.
Well, I don't think it's going to be Thursday, but it could be as early as Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that, Bill, is this is a very large piece of legislation, very complex, but also critically important for the American people. And we've indicated, although the guts of this bill has been on the website essentially for over 4 months, with definite improvements that are being made, we want to make sure that people have 72 hours from the time we put a manager's amendment, which is just to the tweaking to make sure we have all the dots in the right place. So we'll probably be Friday, maybe Saturday, and I've also asked members to reserve Monday and Tuesday for completion of the bill, if necessary.
I mean, how long do you expect a debate on this to last?
Well, I think the debate has lasted for a very, very long time.
Yeah, that's right. Not that it gets started. Right.
I tell people that I've been here for almost 30 years. This is my 29th year. And no bill in my experience has received as much scrutiny, as much discussion and debate, has been considered so transparently as this bill. Over 3,000 town hall meetings or citizen involvement efforts with members over the last 2 years, 2,000 over the last 3 months, so that the public input, member input, have been very, very extensive. So this bill has been debated very extensively, but I expect on the floor, Bill, we will have certainly, we're going to have a day of debate finishing this off and getting it to passage through the House.
Will there be any opportunity to amend, to offer amendments to the bill on the floor?
Yes, the Republicans are going to be given a substitute amendment. There was some discussion about that, but they have been saying for 4 months that they had a bill that's been ready.
Where is
it? We haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But
they're a little late.
They waved a piece of paper around when the president was speaking, and my understanding now is that they will be offering a bill of sorts. What I understand it's going to be is various different segments of small pieces of legislation, which will not guarantee, we believe, the coverage for all Americans, will not bring costs down, will not, in fact, have the access and affordability that is necessary for health, for Americans to be able to access health care in America, which is excellent, but there are just too many people who can't access it at this point in time, and therefore we're not as healthy a nation as we need to be.
How about on the other side? The Progressive Caucus has asked for the opportunity to have an up or down vote on a so-called robust public plan option, one tied to Medicare rates and not to negotiated rates. Will they get that opportunity?
Well, I think that the caucus is pretty well, I think, united now, Bill. I know there were some members of the caucus who were advocating heavily for a Medicare plus five and others who were advocating for a negotiated rate. The fact is, though, that the guts of this bill is the adding of some 30 million Americans who otherwise do not have access to affordable quality health care to the system and requiring them to pay into that system based upon their ability to pay. Right now, of course, all of us pay about $1,100 more on our premium to subsidize those who aren't included in the system. So I think that most of the members of the caucus, from Progressive to Blue Dog and everybody in between, has come to the conclusion that that's the guts of this bill. We accomplished that, and I think we're going to have broad-based support for that.
So what I hear you're saying is that the bill as written is the bill that will be voted on. There will not be the debate on the robust public plan option.
I think there will be probably some debate on it, but I don't think there'll be an amendment on it. We pretty well come to an agreement, and I think, as I said, Bill, most people across the caucus are comfortable with this, and I think most Americans will come to conclude that this is the best option as we start out. Now, Bill, you and I both know that this has been controversial in the Senate as well. You and I both know that the Senate's going to have to pass a bill, and then we're going to have to go to conference, so we'll discuss what option. But we are very hopeful that there will be a public option. The Senate, as you know, is talking about a public option with an opt-out for states.
Yeah.
Ours will be a public option at the beginning, and then we'll have to discuss that between the Senate and ourselves.
Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. So, Mr. Leader, you know, some Americans may be not sure what's in the bill and kind of want to see, but I'm not sure people are, everybody is as fearful of the bill as Virginia Fox is from North Carolina. I'd like to play a little clip of what she said yesterday about the health care reform legislation and get your response.
I believe we have more to fear from the potential of that bill passing than we do from any terrorist right now in any country.
She's basically comparing you to Osama bin Laden.
I don't know about me personally, Bill, but I think that this just doesn't make sense. I don't think it'll make sense for the American people. Sounds a little bit like the rhetoric, or a lot like the rhetoric that was used when we adopted Social Security.
Yeah,
it sounds a lot like the rhetoric when we adopted Medicare. You know, there are some people who just believe government ought not to help people who need help.
It's a little over the top, right?
Way over the top. Not a little over the top. Way over the top. But that's not unusual from Congresswoman Fox. She feels strongly about issues.
No.
But we believe very, very strongly as well that this is not only nothing to fear, but this is an opportunity to make sure that all Americans have health care that they could count on.
Now, I'd like to clarify a couple of things, if I can, Ms. Lee.
Yep.
One is that, and I was on Ed Schultz's show on MSNBC last night. He mentioned this, and Congressman Kucinich had said on his show Friday night that this legislation in its present form would allow insurance companies, he talks about page 22, would allow them to raise rates 25% right off the get-go. Is that a part of the legislation?
I'm not sure what it's not. I'm not sure what Congressman Kucinich was talking about. I think he may have had fears that insurance companies may raise rates in the interim between now and when the exchange goes into effect. And very frankly, we're addressing that through amendments so that if there is a marked change in premium rates, that people could go out of their insurer into the exchange and get another private sector insurer. We believe that will keep prices down. We believe that competition, the transparency of the exchange will have people able to compare their costs with the cost of another insurer that they may get a better deal from. So
now one of the things that we're all looking
that's
for...
That's not accurate that we're going to allow insurance companies to increase their prices 25%.
All right, got it. Now, one of the things that this getting rid of the ability of insurance companies to drop people or refuse coverage because of a pre-existing condition is so important. How soon does it kick in? Do we have to wait to 2013 for that?
It's critical that kick in. And, Bill, I want to check to make sure I'm right on this, but I think that's going to be come into effect when the passage of the bill. The issue of whether or not the exchange is available, which won't be available to 2013, I want to check to make sure I have the right answer on that. But you're correct, precluding the insurance companies from saying, no, you've got a pre-existing condition. That could have been a cancer. Frankly, we had a woman testify that she was unable to have children and got fertility assistance to have children, did have children, and then her husband changed jobs, and he was precluded from getting insurance because his spouse was infertile. That sounded absurd to me, but she said it happened. The fact is that if you have cancer or diabetes or heart condition or something like that, you need insurance. If you don't get it and you get sick, we're all going to pay that bill. You won't be participating in helping paying for your insurance, so that pre-existing conditions will be precluded. All people will be eligible to get insurance. We think that's critically important. There's going to be no co-pays for preventive care. There are going to be no caps on lifetime benefits, so that if you get really sick, you don't lose your insurance. And there'll be a cap on your out-of-pocket expenses on an annual basis so you don't go bankrupt. We believe all of those will, again, make sure that Americans can have health care that they can count on.
Well, it's been a long time coming, as you pointed out, and this year a lot of debate, and we're ready for the final act here, Mr. Leader, so we'll let you get back to work. Thank you so much for your time this morning. It's a good bill, and good luck getting it through in the strongest possible form.
Thanks, Bill. That's what our objective is, and I think we're going to get it done.
All right. Great.
Okay, bye-bye.
Steny Hoyer, Majority Leader of the U.S. Senate. What do you of the U.S. House of Representatives. 866-55-PRESS. You're happy with the House bill? Yeah, it could be stronger, but it's the strongest one we've got. I think it's a pretty damn good bill. 866-55-77-377. How about you?
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive, Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-0841. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-0841. 1-800-300-0841.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
Police have cleaned up that accident on I-70 over that elevated stretch. It occurred in the westbound lanes right around Colorado, so things are looking better as you are making your way towards I-25. As far as the rest of the highways go, we're seeing volume building for southbound I-25 downtown, as well as westbound 76 on that approach to 270. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high near 63. Currently, it is 33 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You look hot.
Thanks.
No, I mean your face is flushed and you're sweating.
Oh, that's nothing really.
I think you have the flu.
Instead of the flu, get a seasonal flu shot at Walgreens and arm yourself for the ones you love. There's no appointment necessary and it's just $24.99. Walgreens. There's a way to stay well. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health condition related restrictions may apply. Other vaccines may be available. Call your local pharmacy for time, availability, and details. May be covered by Medicare Part B or your insurance plan.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, 27 minutes after the hour here, the Bill Press Show. Lots of calls on health care, like Mike out in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I don't think this goes anywhere near far enough. First of all, the public option doesn't kick in until 2013. So the CBO estimate of, what is it, $800 billion, 2% of the population is going to be covered by this public option, 2013 for 5 years. So that's nothing. We're getting ripped off.
Yeah, I wanted to get to Hoyer about that. We ran out of time. But they say it'll cover 6 million people. I mean, there are a hell of a lot more 2%. People than that. Yeah.
2%. Think about it. Health care premiums run $7,000. 7,000 times 6 million comes to 42 billion. 5 years of 42 billion, we're looking at 200 billion. That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's like half of the Iraq war during the Bush years. I mean, I'm just talking half of 1 year.
Yeah, but you know, we never count dollars when it comes to war, but we always count dollars when it comes to health care, which is crazy and ass backwards. Yeah, I don't understand this 2013 thing. I mean, it seems to me when you sign the bill, then the thing takes effect right away. Why wait another 3 years? It's crazy. All right, more calls on health care. 866-55-PRESS. You know the House bill pretty much. Maybe you've even read it. What do you think of it? Good enough? Strong enough? 866-55-PRESS.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
No wrecks or stalls to get in your way, but we're seeing volume build in those usual spots, like southbound I-25, 104th down to 84th. Eastbounders on 6th Avenue getting a little bit crowded, Sheridan to Federal, but no serious delays yet. Westbound I-70 is where they've cleaned up a crash on that approach to Colorado, so speeds are beginning to return to normal. Outside the metro, we're getting word of foggy conditions along I-25. This is north of the Denver area. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's 50% off sale. 3 days only, this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of items throughout the store for 3 full days. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Daniel Dixon has swine flu.
How do you feel?
Terrible. Body aches, stomach aches, very bad migraines, where you want to cry.
Alan Genet asks a good question.
How did you try and prevent it? Washing my hands, spraying Lysol all over everything.
But is there a better way? Now, why doctors say there could be a new secret weapon.
I think it has the most promise.
To boosting your immune system.
I'm taking it.
The vitamin that could keep you safe from swine flu. Tonight at 10 on CBS 4 News. Get the whole story.
Tonight, who shot the meanest guy in Vegas?
I did it. I killed Wayne.
I killed Wayne.
I shot Wayne Smith.
So we've got 3 suspects.
Now what?
Everyone is dying to confess.
I would have killed him too.
New CSI. Then, Patrick Jane lives on the edge. But tonight...
You're under arrest.
He's falling off a bed.
Do you understand what's happening to you?
Yes.
New Mentalist after a new CSI.
Thursday at 9, followed by CBS 4 News at 10.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Show. 33 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show, brought to you this Tuesday, November 3rd, coast to coast, by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We all live better thanks to the good work of the men and women of the Teamsters Union. For more information, go to their website, www.teamster.org. Well, it turns out Deputy White House Press Secretary Bill Burton out sick today with a cold, but we'll talk to Jerry McAtee, president of AFSCME, in the next segment. Right now... We got lots of guests. callers on the health care reform, the House legislation. You heard Steny Hoyer say the debate will start as early as Friday. Zach in Wheeling, Illinois. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Bill. Here's the situation. I think we're not addressing the real problem in health care, and that is the providers, the doctors and the hospitals. The reason health care costs have been going up is because these people just keep charging more and more. And when Steny Hoyer comes out and says, you know, we'll just keep, you know, we'll make sure everybody's covered. All these guys will do is just keep charging more and more, and every year we're just going to have a higher bill.
Well, that certainly has been going on, but there are a lot of cost-saving measures in this legislation which would cut down on the on some of the unnecessary procedures or duplicative procedures and their ability to schedule those and to rip people off for them. Zach, because I think we'd see some improvement there.
Yeah, because, I mean, one area I see is MRIs. Every time somebody goes in for an MRI, everyone's like $2,000.
Classic example, right. And you go to a different doctor, and, you know, that doctor will schedule his or her own MRI rather than look at the MRI you already had.
Yeah, I think that club has got to be shut down.
Yeah, well, those savings are the savings that Obama has talked about from the beginning. There are enormous savings available in our present Medicare system or healthcare system. A lot of people dispute that, but that would pay, according to both of these bills, for one half of the cost of the providing healthcare to all Americans. Pat is in Beloit, Wisconsin. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Bill. I have about three quick points I'm going to run through. First of all, I've been fighting for 21 years. Since 1988, I had cancer. I was young then. And Russ Feingold and Tammy Baldwin have been standing up strong for me and fighting for this. And at least pre-existing is going to leave. I don't think the bill's strong enough. The other thing is that we're not using the right words, because I've lived with a terrorist over my head. And terrorism is what the insurance companies practice. We have weapons of mass disease, and we are living in fear. And last but not least, I have a Down syndrome granddaughter that was born 14 years ago. And if my son hadn't had good insurance, I don't know what we'd have done. She was premature in the hospital for months, and she's a blessing. Now, unlike Sarah Palin, who had worked for the state and had coverage, lots of people don't with children with handicaps.
You know what? I cannot imagine having any serious illness these days and not having health care insurance, right? But there are millions of American families, as you know, Pat, who live with that reality and live with that fear, and God help them if anything happens to them or one of their kids, you know?
That's why I think we should call it terrorism and put it in the vernacular people understand.
You got it. Pat, you're very clear. You made your points. Jim up in Franklin, New Hampshire. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
All right. What do you think of this bill?
I wanted to address the 2013. I noticed that no matter who you talk to or how long we've been talking about this, that 2013 doesn't go away. Nobody's talking about changing it or moving it up. I think that they're going to use it as leverage for re-election.
Oh, you mean
The date when this actually takes effect. I think they're going to use the fear of loss to get Barack Obama back in office.
So you think that's what it's planned for? I hadn't thought about that. It just seems to me it would be stronger as a re-election tactic to go out and say, look what we delivered, right? Not look what we're going to deliver.
I don't think they're going to be delivering that much. I think what we're ultimately going to get is a really, really watered-down bill, but it's going to be enough to say, look, I brought you a public option. I mean, I heard yesterday on one of the talk shows they said page 22 of the House bill. It actually allows the insurance companies to raise the rates 125%.
Well, you know, that's why I asked Steny Hoyer about that. I think that's not the case. Dennis Kucinich has been saying that. There was another guy, Rob Andrews, a congressman on Ed's show last night, who pointed out that, I think we're getting the tall weeds here, but that affects a very minuscule group of people who, for whatever reason, don't qualify for the public plan option. I don't know. I got to read the whole 1,900 pages, I guess, but Dennis Kucinich put that out there. I thought that congressman last night on Ed's show shot that down pretty much, and I think Steny Hoyer did too. So I think that one's probably a non-starter. Thanks, Jim, for the call. Jenny in Minneapolis listening on 950 KTNF. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
I'm curious to see how this is going to help with the competition by lowering my premiums so that I could actually afford health care through my employer for my kids. Because right now I'm an educator in Minnesota. I'm part of a union. But my health care premiums for my family are running about 20% of my income.
You know, it's interesting. The New York Times has an article this morning that the Congressional Budget Office, Jenny, yesterday estimated that under the new plan, middle-income families would pay 15% of their income for up 15 or up to 18% of their income. So a little cheaper than what you're paying now.
Wow, that's a big chunk of money.
That is a big chunk of money, yeah. So it would be, I don't know what you're paying now. It said a family of four with an income of $78,000 would pay $8,000 $800 for insurance.
And I think that when you're looking at incomes up to about $70,000 or $80,000, you know, of course 15% is a little different, but when you're looking at an income of about $45,000 or $50,000,
mm-hmm.
then 20% of your income seems to be a bit more difficult to live off of.
Yeah, so the Congressional Budget Office is saying that middle income families like your own would save money under this plan, and premiums would be cut, you'd get more coverage, and it would be cheaper.
Okay, because at present time, you know, at 18%, $50,000 a year, you know, can't afford that. I can't even take out health insurance or work.
Yeah, well, again, that's the importance of this legislation, Jenny. Let's hope it happens. Bill from Charlottesville, Virginia. Hi, Bill.
How you doing, Bill?
All right, good.
I just find it ironic that when they pass legislation for criminal acts or criminal laws, which will incarcerate people, they can expedite them and implement them.
right away, right?
But when it comes to something that's trying to help the people and to get us what we need to survive, it takes them 3 years. That's just ridiculous.
I agree. I don't get it. I mean, and by the way, they've had time to gear up on this stuff, right? I mean, they knew it was coming, right? So
I don't
understand it. I don't see the political advantage or the administrative advantage of waiting 3 years.
No, and the other laws is all about feeding the corporations, because the penal industry has been corporatized now. And you've got all these private prisons that are just bleeding the taxpayers' money into instead of rehabbing people, you know, and they can take some of that money that they're incarcerating people and feed that into the
you know what, Bill? I don't know. This is just a guess, but maybe it's because in the deal like they made with the pharmaceutical companies, or even early on in the insurance companies, that they told them, look, we're going to do this, but we know it's going to be a big change for you, and so we'll give you 2 or 3 years to, you know, before we actually make these effective. If so, I think that's a mistake. Look, these things are wrong. They've got to change, and they ought to change now.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Foggy conditions along I-25 north of the Denver area. Other than that, it's a pretty quiet start to this morning's commute. Southbounders on I-25, sluggish, 104th to 84th. Southbound 225, starting to get a little bit crowded between Yosemite and I-25. We're also seeing volume start to build just a little bit on the westbound lanes of 76. This right around 74th to 270. That's where speeds are going to drop into the 40-mile-an-hour range. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to GEICO.com or a quick call, 1-800-947-AUTO.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's...
You know what I want for Christmas? I want more time to make the most of it.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. And if you find a lower advertised price, they'll match it. You don't even have to bring in the other store's ad. That means unbeatable prices for you and more holiday time with your family. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
And President Jerry McAtee joining us on the line right now. Mr. President Jerry McAtee, good morning.
Good morning, Bill Press. You say the nicest things about me. I will be on your show every morning.
All right. There you go. Jerry, we have two health care bills on the floor, one on the House, one in the House, one in the Senate. You've taken a look. I know you and your people at both of them. Are either one worth supporting?
Yeah, we believe, it's been a long trail.
Yeah, it has.
And this comes at a rather historic moment. And in looking, reviewing, analyzing with our own staff, with the FL-CIO, we believe that the House bill, H.R. 3962, known as the Affordable Health Care for America Act, is by far superior. And by far the best that's out there. Much better than the Senate bill.
Well, the Senate.
They both work very hard. I mean, really, both of them. But, it's a different makeup in the House. They do call it the People's House.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I think, we think that, by far it's the best.
Now, the Senate bill has this public plan option where states can opt out of.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a cop-out, isn't it? I mean, if it's good for the American people, then it ought to be good for every state, one would think.
Well, we were a single-payer union,
yep,
as most unions were and are. And we're for a strong public option. Now, we also all know how these things work, and you know it, Bill, yourself, after many years of experience. That's not to say you're old at all, Bill.
Thank you.
But there's negotiations that
sure.
go on and will go on, but we're for a very strong public option. We've sent messages to particularly when it was still in the Senate Finance Committee,
yep.
And then when with the Senate bill, and then when it got to Reid's Committee, which was Baucus and Dodd and Reid, about our positions on strong public option.
Do you think, let's come back to the House version for a second. You know, the way it is now, it's the so-called negotiated rates. The progressive caucus out there in the House, they'd like to see an up or down vote on the so-called robust public plan option, which would be tied to Medicare plus five, I think is what they're calling it.
Yeah.
Do you think we still have a chance for that, Jerry?
I think we do have a chance because there's still...
You're supporting that, right?
Yes. And we still have a chance because there's still any number of steps that have to be traveled forward, and forward they will. And you're still going to have the three committees come out of the House with a piece of legislation pending that will cover all these thorny points. And the one you're talking about isn't the only one, but they'll cover them all. And then they'll get it out on the House floor, which is another step. The Senate will get theirs out on the Senate floor, another step. Then they'll go into a conference.
Conference, yeah.
And I do believe this, Bill. Whatever comes out of that conference of both the Senate and the House will end up being the legislation that is finally passed and signed by Obama.
Do you think the president has been strong enough in his leadership on this issue in terms of telling Congress what's got to be in the bill?
I think he's used a different direction, a different avenue. When you look back at Clinton, and we supported that bill. We supported both of them, as you know.
Yep.
And they did it one way. I mean, they presented an entire bill. I saw a picture of Boehner with the so-called House bill. Well, I remember the Clinton bill, and I used to win and try and lobby Moynihan, and Christ, it was three times the size of that.
And nobody knew what was in it.
No, well, I know Moynihan didn't know, because he was against it.
Yeah.
I know he didn't know. But, they'll have this legislation, and, they'll take a look at all of it, and, as you know, Nancy, said it's going to be online and people can look at it online.
Yep.
I don't know how many will read the whole thing, obviously, but they're doing as much public disclosure as possible.
Yep.
And Obama's following the same thing.
Right.
Same thing in terms of leaving it up to them in regards to the House and the Senate. Now, what directions he's given Rahm Emanuel when he's up at that Senate table.
Right.
Or what Rahm Emanuel's talking to Nancy Pelosi about, because they're close and he's from the House, I don't know. But we would like to see him, and we think it's time to really come out and define his positions on the excise tax, on the public option,
right,
on the employer mandate.
Mm-hmm.
He has said them. He said his position all through the campaign on all three of these items. He has said them periodically in speeches, but we haven't seen what I would call as a defined, specific plan. I would expect it very soon, because believe it or not, when this is over, this is going to be called Obama's health care plan.
Absolutely. Now, back to this robust plan, public option in the House. The reason it's not there in the final legislation, and Speaker Pelosi told everybody this, is because she didn't have the 218 votes necessary. She didn't have them because of these so-called blue dogs in the House of Representatives. You know, Jerry McAtee, president of AFSCME, our guest here on the Bill Press Show, those blue dogs would not be there without the support of organized labor.
Wait,
right?
You can say that again.
Yeah, right? I mean, they wouldn't be there. And so my question is, they go against labor on this issue. Is labor going to be there for them when they're up for re-election next year?
Oh, that's going to be a big, big, big question. I mean, of course, we want to see the Democrats continue to control the House. But on a piece of legislation like this that is so critical and important to the people we represent, that's what they voted for.
Yep.
They voted for people. They voted for Democrats, number one, not for a Republican senator out of the Northeast. They voted for Democrats. And they keep saying to me when I go around the country, hey, what do you tell us to do this for? I mean, we have a Democratic president, Democratic House, Democratic Senate, and now we're going around begging the same people that begged us to go in there to try and get a robust public option, which everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people think is the best thing that will compete against the insurance companies that have crippled health care over these years. Come on, you got to be crazy. Now, if we try and go back, if these people vote against this, and we try and go back and get them to vote for Democrats, I think they'll impeach me.
Yeah, right. Hey, Jerry, we got to run along, but you're doing a great job. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and keep up the good fight.
All right, man. Hang in there.
All right. You got it, Jerry McAtee, president of AFSCME. I'll be back with a quick parting shot.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Former Police Chief Joe DeLaurentiste.
The crime I'm about to reveal is intended to inform you about the risk of identity theft. As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times revealed the arrest of an identity theft ring responsible for over 130 million stolen credit and debit card numbers. 130 million, many from popular stores, restaurants, and websites. Even worse, some portion of those stolen cards were sold online to other thieves. And with 130 million stolen credit and debit cards floating around the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. So I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you?
Call now and mention Officer Joe to take 20% off. That's like 2 months free. Call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Tuesday, November 3rd, Election Day 2009, my parting shot. Yes, just 1 year after Barack Obama was elected president. Everybody's going to be watching big two elections tomorrow to see what it means for Obama's political power, which I think is still way overblown. I mean, in Virginia, even if the Republican wins, the story is not that a Republican wins in a longtime red state. The story is, one, that he only won by running as a moderate Republican, and two, that Democrats nominated a weak candidate in New Jersey. Even if the Republican wins there, the story's not even that a Republican wins in a blue state. The story is that John Corzine, as smart as he is, raised taxes, struggled with a tough economy, and ended up with lousy approval ratings. So my outlook for Democrats today is hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst, and don't read too much into whatever happens. But if you live in New Jersey, Virginia, or New York's 23rd, or the state of Maine, get your ass out and vote. And we'll see it right here on the radio and talk about it all tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. Polls show that millions of Americans don't intend to get the H1N1 flu vaccine. A top government health official hopes they'll reconsider. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the CBS News Early Show he believes the vaccine is safe and effective.
Over 10 million people now that we've looked at that have been vaccinated, there have been no serious adverse events associated with that.
I'm Vicki Barker. Millions of Americans say they can't afford to get the flu. Waiters, child care workers, and other folks who don't get paid sick leave are more likely to report for work sick, potentially infecting their colleagues. The New York Times reports public health experts are urging workers to heed government warnings to stay home if they have H1N1 symptoms, and they're urging employers to relax rules which penalize workers who call in sick.
Now, voters have started going to the polls from coast to coast, but governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia are getting the most attention. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Why is that, Peter?
Well, Frank, because they're two major states that President Obama won in last year's election, and fairly or not, the outcomes could be seen as an early test of his political clout. CBS News Director of Political Coverage Steve Shigera sees limits to that analysis, though.
I think it's a stretch to say that this is a referendum on the president or on national politics.
And the White House downplays any notion that it's a test of the president's coattails, but he sure campaigned for the Democratic candidates in both New Jersey and Virginia, Frank.
Well, voters in Maine are being asked to make their state the first to legalize same-sex marriage at the ballot box. Washington state voters will decide if they want to keep an everything-but-marriage domestic partnership law. The big question in Breckenridge, Colorado has to do with marijuana. Sean McAllister led the effort to put it on the ballot.
We're going to take matters into our own hands and attempt to remove criminal penalties for the adult possession of less than an ounce.
On a Navajo reservation along the Arizona-New Mexico border, an elderly nun has been found murdered.
She was a friend of ours. Scary that there's a killer in our area and it's such a small town.
Sister Marguerite Bartz was found dead over the weekend. FBI and local police are investigating. In the city of Brotherly Love, transit workers out to get some love for the work they do have gone on strike. Some 900,000 people who ride a train, bus, or trolley each day say they can sympathize.
Hard. I mean, I do rely on it, but I understand why they're doing it.
The transit system spokesman calls the strike irresponsible. Well, the Phillies are still alive in the World Series, and they can thank Chase Utley for that. He hit a pair of home runs in a Game 5 win, 8-6, that kept the Yankees from closing out the series. Utley tied Reggie Jackson's record of 5 home runs in one World Series.
At some point, maybe I'll look back on it and see what kind of special moment it is. But right now, our goal is to win 2 more games.
The Yankees need one more win to take the series. S&P futures are down about 7 points just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's that time of year again, Rose.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment.
My son and I were talking about prescription drug plans. I compared my options, and I like what I have.
Now's the time to review your Medicare prescription drug and health plans. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
So how is little Billy?
Little Billy is 42.
Open enrollment ends December 31st, so visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado voters head to the polls today, deciding everything from mayors to marijuana. 65 cities are casting ballots for mayors, as well as school board members and local sales tax extensions. In Denver, an initiative requiring police to impound the vehicles of unlicensed drivers is one of the higher profile measures on this year's ballot. Even with no national issues, Alton Dillard with Denver's Office of Clerk and Recorder is hopeful that people will still exercise their right to vote.
This election gets the same amount of attention as a presidential would. So it's just a matter of people getting their ballots back. We're expecting, you know, a pretty steady drop off today.
In Breckenridge, voters are expected to return plenty of ballots with a pot measure on the ballot. The city's taking a vote on whether or not to legalize marijuana possession along with the various devices used to smoke it. A 16-year-old boy accused in a fatal shooting in Weld County is being charged as an adult. Alonzo Rodriguez Lopez faces charges after his 43-year-old neighbor was killed and his 45-year-old wife was wounded last month. Authorities say the shooting was sparked by an argument over the neighbor's dogs chasing chickens and horses owned by the suspect's family. In sports, it's back to the Bronx. The Phillies beat the Yankees last night in Game 5 of the World Series. That moves the series back to New York for Game 6. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbounders on I-25 starting to run into delays, beginning right around 120th, taking you down to 84th. Eastbound 270, also crowded 76 towards Vasquez. Now there's foggy conditions outside the metro along I-25 north of Denver. Hopefully that will start to burn off as the sun comes out. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low to mid-60s today, cooling off in the overnight low, dropping down to 35, currently 34 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU's College of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or evenings. Classes start January 4th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
The one thing I love about your show is...
Are you an employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
If I was fulfilling my childhood dream of becoming an NBA All-Star, they would start calling me old now and start saying that I was, quote, nearing retirement. Luckily, I'm not in the NBA. I guess luckily. It'd be nice to be paid seven figures to play basketball. But I guess I'm in a business where I'm not yet going to be billed as nearing retirement. Got a good show for you today. It's election day, so we're going to be talking a lot about what the elections mean, what they may mean, and what they may not mean here in Colorado and nationally. We'll check in at 9 with Media Matters about the latest trends in the right-wing media. And there's a lot of talk out there today that the elections in Virginia, New Jersey, and in that upstate New York congressional district are a big deal, that they reflect a national referendum on the progressive agenda. And what that says to me is that the American media is so desperate to manufacture drama that it has created a narrative out of whole cloth. Because when you look at these races that are being talked about as landmark races, as referendum races, the actual facts of what's going on suggest that if there's any referendum at all here, it is on how weak the Republican Party really is. And you know me. If you listen to this show, you know I'm not a guy who's going to sit here and shill for the Democratic Party and say how great they are. And I think Democrats have a lot of problems. And we're going to get into a discussion about what those problems are today. It is the one-year anniversary of the election of Barack Obama, so we will get into that as well. But my take is that the fact that the Democrats have even been able to compete in many of these races suggests a Republican Party that is collapsing. So we're going to get into that. President Obama's first year here, or at least 1 year after his election, where the country is, after we do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So I don't know if you stayed up late last night, but I did, to watch the Phillies slide past the Yankees to avoid World Series elimination. If you listen to this show, you know I'm a Phillies fan, having grown up in Philadelphia. And the Phillies managed to stay alive. They head to New York tomorrow for Game 6 in the Bronx. I'm actually going to be in New York tomorrow, not for that game. So if you don't hear the show tomorrow, it's because I'm headed out to New York for 1 day. I'm doing the show PBS Now with David Brancaccio tomorrow. So I had to fly out there. So sorry for the scheduling or the lack of scheduling consistency. To the Associated Press, races, an early test of Obama influence. This is what I'm talking about. We're talking about these elections. In a very early test of President Obama's political influence, two states are choosing whether to continue Democratic rule while voters elsewhere elect a handful of congressmen and big city mayors. And this is a story that suggests the Virginia governor's race, the New Jersey governor's race, and that special congressional election in New York are a referendum on President Obama. We're going to get into exactly why that's a lot of crap in a few minutes here. The Wall Street Journal reports that Republicans are poised for gains in many of those elections. And the Wall Street Journal's subhead, outcomes in New York, New Jersey, and Virginia are, and I think this Wall Street Journal headline is right, are unlikely to forecast much about national races in 2010, history shows. That's exactly right. Unfortunately, it was a sub-headline, not the full headline. Now, why are the Republicans in such weak shape? What is going on? What is the problem? Well, here's a Politico story that suggests exactly what's going on. Uncivil war, conservatives to challenge a dozen Republican candidates. In what could be a nightmare scenario for Republican Party officials, conservative activists are gearing up to challenge leading Republican candidates in more than a dozen key House and Senate races in 2010. Conservatives and Tea Party activists had already set their sights on some of the Republicans' top Senate recruits. A list that includes Governor Charlie Crist in Florida, former Congressman Rob Simmons in Connecticut, and Representative Mark Kirk, the congressman in Illinois. Now, I want to be clear. I think primaries are generally a good thing on both sides, because I think a debate, a discussion, and voters having a choice is a good thing. I think somebody should not be entitled to their party's nomination without a primary challenge. I am all for more democracy, small d. But, what you've got in the Republican Party is a chance for the extreme far right to take over that party by the primary process. And that's not going to be a good thing for the Republican Party if that happens. And there's a difference, of course, between the Republican base and the Democratic base, right? Because you hear, you know, you heard this when I worked for Ned Lamont in 2006 when he ran against Joe Lieberman. People, the far left is going to rip apart the Democratic Party. And you might say, well, now look, the far right is trying to rip apart the Republican Party. Well, there's a difference there. If you look on issues where the progressive base is on issues, universal single-payer health care, get out of Iraq, energy independence, crackdown on Wall Street, do something serious about climate change, right? You take those positions, those are mainstream positions when you look at polls of the country. So in other words, the progressive base pulls the Democratic Party towards the mainstream of the country. You look at the conservative base that is trying to pull the Republican Party to its side through these primaries. The conservative base is way out of step with the mainstream on so many issues. Not for, you know, against health care coverage, against doing anything to protect the environment, for shilling for Wall Street and big corporations. And this says nothing of their radical right-wing social agenda. So the point here is that primaries are a good thing. They give voters a choice, but if the Republican, in the Republican primary, if the far right wins, it's going to pull that party to a place where it can't win general elections. Or at least that's the very real possibility. And that's why I think the Republicans are so weak on this election day. A couple more national stories here. Gore's dual role in spotlight, advocate and investor, former Vice President Al Gore thought he had spotted a winner last year when a small California firm sought financing for an energy-saving technology from the venture capital firm where Mr. Gore is a partner. The company Silver Spring Networks produces hardware and software to make the electricity grid more efficient. It came to Mr. Gore's firm, one of Silicon Valley's top venture capital providers, looking for $75 million to expand its partnership. The story goes on to say that Gore has been investing in some of the companies that are benefiting from his advocacy for more green stimulus funding. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. You know, I could go either way on this, although I don't think there's necessarily something wrong with investing your money in a cause, a for-profit cause, by the way, that you believe in and also advocating for that. I think you got to judge the cause, not necessarily the fact that people are both investing and pushing public policies that would help those investments. Right, it's Gore's investing in green energy. That's different than, say, investing in a defense company and then advocating for war, right? Investing in a green energy company and advocating for green energy funding to clean up the world. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Investing in a defense company and trying to push the country to go to war, yeah, I think there's something wrong with that. So it's really, you got to really judge this on the issue at hand. There's nothing inherently wrong with what Gore is doing. To health care, Senator Joe Lieberman has reached a private understanding with Majority Leader Harry Reid that he will not block a final vote on health care reform, according to two sources in the Hill newspaper. The unpredictable Democrat turned independent last week publicly stated he would join Republicans in filibustering the Democratic legislation after Reid announced he had included a public plan in the bill. Roll Call reports that Lieberman is coming under fire from progressives upset with his promise to filibuster, and they are starting a campaign to push Harry Reid, the majority leader, to strip Joe Lieberman of his committee chairmanship in the Senate. Also, a little bit more healthcare news here. If Ben Nelson, that recalcitrant Democratic senator from Nebraska, decides to filibuster healthcare, he should expect to lose support among Nebraska Democrats. According to a new poll, 46% of the Nebraska Democrats interviewed would be less likely to support Nelson in a primary if he votes against a bill with a public option in it. Last national news story here. Huffington Post reports that the White House is quietly working, and remember, I told you this a couple weeks ago, that the White House is quietly working to undercut a key post-Enron reform, significantly weakening protection for everyday investors and threatening the administration's image as a champion for financial regulatory reform. So the White House now overtly trying to gut its own Wall Street reform bill. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, we're going to get into a discussion about the elections today, both here in Colorado and nationally. The open question, two open questions, really. One, do you think that these elections in Virginia, New Jersey, and in upstate New York, the big marquee, high-profile elections, really reflect any national trends? Is it a referendum on President Obama? Republicans seem poised to win probably two out of three of these, and maybe three out of three of those races. Do you think that says anything about Republican Party strength? Do you think it means that the Republican Party is stronger? Here in Colorado, I'm curious, where are you going to come down on I-300? That's the highest profile measure here in Denver, at least. The measure to impound your car if you forget your license at home. That anti-immigrant measure, trying to use the ballot measure to crack down on illegal immigration. Are you going to vote for it? Or are you going to vote against it? I think it's a heinous attempt to persecute immigrants, on top of the fact that it's simply a way for right-wingers to try to micromanage the police officer. I'm sorry. I want the police to be able to make a decision. Hey, I got to go run and track down somebody in an armed robbery here, instead of having to now be mandated, to be forced to spend the hours and hours it takes to impound a car. Where are you coming down on I-300? We'll get into it after a traffic update.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you.
So guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Ooh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year.
That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since... you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release movies your first year. And ask how you can get a free Flip Ultra HD camcorder so you can make your own movies. For December 22nd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Robitussin to Advil to Nature Made Vitamins, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874. Or online at SolSourceInc.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 certificate to Rodizio Grill for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
303-761-8841 or go to CotmanDenver.com.
Well, I'm very conservative, and I mean, with a public system like this and throwing the Constitution out the window,
Nobody's throwing the Constitution out the window. You're making that up. And if you guys would have won, there'd be a bunch of poor old people living on the street. So thank God you didn't. And just like you guys tried to say Medicare was unconstitutional, which you lost at that too. And if you would have won, there'd have been a bunch of old sick people living on the street. So thank God you didn't.
Mario Solis Marriage.
I'm fired up.
Afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I won't say I told you so either.
I can change the world.
7:23 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's election day throughout the country and here in Colorado. You're hearing a lot out there about how these elections in Virginia, New Jersey, and in this special congressional race in upstate New York are national referendums. You hear the Republicans, Karl Rove, saying that the fact that Republicans are likely going to win at least two out of three of these races means that Republicans are back, that they're coming back. Now, here's what's ridiculous about this. Here's what you're not going to hear. Here's what I told CNN yesterday. I was on the show yesterday morning in the wee hours of the morning. And I basically said exactly what everybody else should be saying. We should be looking at the history, looking at the facts in these races. Let's break it down a little bit here. Virginia, as anybody who watches politics knows, is a Republican-leaning old Confederate state. The Democrats have been able to pick off a couple of elections. Just like Republicans have been able to pick off a couple of elections in New England, right? I mean, you've got New England. In New England and Vermont, you've had a Republican governor in Vermont for a while. In Connecticut, you've had a Republican governor in Connecticut for a while. You've had Republican governors in Rhode Island, in Massachusetts. It's the same kind of situation in Virginia. Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, these are Democratic states. And when Democrats win in those states, nobody's saying, oh, Democrats won in Massachusetts. It means Democrats are on the move nationally. It's ridiculous. That's how ridiculous it is with Virginia. Democrats have been able to pick off a couple of particularly idiosyncratic races in Virginia. Remember, Jim Webb, the senator from Virginia, now knocked off George Allen in Virginia. George Allen had destroyed his own campaign with the Macaca outburst. Remember that? So the fact that Republicans are going to basically probably win this gubernatorial election down there, the idea that that's somehow a trendsetter, a telltale sign of Republican resurgence is ridiculous. Similarly, let's go. Jersey is always billed as a super Democratic state, which is ridiculous. And I grew up in Philadelphia and watched New Jersey elections all the time. And this is a state that tends Democrats for sure, but its elections are pretty close. I mean, this is a state that had Christy Todd Whitman as governor, the Republican, for years. It's a state Kerry only won 52% of the vote in. And John Corzine, the governor there, is a former Goldman Sachs CEO. He's the Democrat. The former Goldman Sachs CEO running in the shadow of a Wall Street meltdown. The fact, again, that this close, that Republicans in a Democratic leaning, but a Democratic leaning swing state like New Jersey haven't run away with this race against a former Goldman Sachs CEO is pathetic. And then the last example here, the race that seems to be getting the most attention is this special election up in New York's 23rd district. President Obama had nominated John McHugh, the Republican House incumbent there, for a cabinet post. He's now Secretary of the Army. And there's a special election going on up there. And the long and the short of what's gone on is that the Republican Party nominated a state assemblywoman who was a standard conservative. The Tea Partiers didn't like that. So they used the conservative party line and nominated their own candidate. And the Democrats put up their own candidate. And the Republicans and the Tea Partiers have been eating themselves alive, tacking further and further to the right. Now, the Republican candidate has basically dropped out. And the conservative candidate is the lone conservative, basically the presumptive Republican versus the Democrat, and will probably win, although it's very close. Well, Sirota, doesn't this mean that that Republicans are on the move? Well, not really, considering this is a district that has been Republican since 1871, a district that has been Republican for more than a century. The fact that this race is even close suggests that the Republican Party is so weak, is so pathetically politically weak, is so marginalized that it is now having to spend a huge amount of resources just defending the seats that were gerrymandered for it. Seats that it has held since just after the Civil War. I'm not talking about the Republican Civil War. I'm talking about the Civil War, right? The 1860s Civil War. So my overall take on this is that these elections, these quote-unquote big elections, don't tell us anything other than the fact that the Republican Party is pathetically, pathetically weak. What do you think? You think I'm wrong? Do you think the Republicans are on the move? Because that's what you're going to be hearing a lot in the next day and in the next week, that the Republicans are back, that they're resurgent, that they have found the way to win, and that Democrats are on the defensive, that President Obama and the progressive agenda is being rejected by voters whole cloth. That's exactly, by the way, what Karl Rove has said. Karl Rove, the former Bush advisor, in an editorial in the Wall Street Journal, he said this shows, let me get the director, this shows the danger in supporting Obama's policies. He says support for Obama's policies is risky to the political health of Democrats all over the country. And he's saying that these elections, the fact that they're close, the fact that the Republicans are probably going to pull them out, proves that Democrats have to completely back away from the progressive agenda. Do you think he's right? 303-713-7600 is the number. We got open lines. 303-713-7600. Where do you come down on the importance or lack of importance of these elections today? Also interested in where you're going to come down on I-300, right? That's the big ballot initiative here in Denver, pitched as law and order ballot initiative. Remember, an initiative put on the ballot by a guy, Dan Hayes, who doesn't even live in the city. The ballot initiative would order the police, give them no discretion, order the police to impound your car if you don't have your license on you. So I'm just going to give you an example here. The police pull you over, right? You missed a stop sign. Police pulls you over. Policeman gets out of the car. Can I see your license? Oh, I forgot it on the counter. I don't have my wallet on me. I left it on the counter. I was running out to buy some bagels, to buy some bread. I left it on the counter. Sorry, officer, I don't have my license. At the minute you say that, the officer's CB goes off. He gets a call. There's a robbery happening, an armed robbery happening two blocks away. The law under this ballot initiative, if it passes, says that the officer must take the time to fully impound your car because you do not have your license on you. The law would mandate that the officer cannot make the discretionary decision to ticket you and then go quickly ticket you and then go take care of and go show up at the scene of the armed robbery. Is this a good idea? I think it's an idiotic idea. I'm offended that somebody from outside of this city is trying to be our police chief, trying to use the ballot to legislate himself into being effectively our police chief. And again, we heard on last week that this is dog whistle politics. This is an effort to go after undocumented workers who don't have driver's licenses. Now, look, I'm not for people driving around without their driver's license. I'm not for that. But I am for giving the police the discretion to make the decision. Okay, this person, you know, forgot their driver's license on the counter. This person has, you know, deeper issues. This person doesn't have a license. I can look up on the computer. They don't have a license. They shouldn't be on the road. I gotta do something stronger than just ticket them. Giving the police the discretion, say, I'm going to go deal with the armed robbery happening two blocks away before I have to follow the orders of a guy who doesn't even live in the city, using the ballot initiative to push his radical anti-immigrant agenda. Where are you coming down on I-300? I encourage you to vote against I-300 today at the polls, but I want to hear where you're coming down. 303-713-7600. It's 733 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
And the
This is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
Eastbound C-470 getting busy, loosened towards Quebec. Now, a lot of those eastbound routes are starting to get some sun in the eyes, causing those delays. For instance, eastbounders on 6th Avenue, as you're coming in from Lakewood, you'll start to slow on that approach to Wadsworth all the way up towards I-25. Same deal as you're jumping on 270 just off of I-25 all the way up towards Vasquez. Speed down into the 20-mile-an-hour range. Factor that into your ride. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get great prices at Walmart on great gift items this Saturday, November 7th. Like a Panasonic 46-inch TV at just $788. Starts at 8 a.m. Not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Quantities are limited. No rain checks. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you...
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaripS.com.
All your money, anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
I run my own small business, but business is tough these days. I'm trying to cut expenses so when I do spend money, I expect to get real value. My health insurance coverage, for example, I wonder if it's worth what I'm paying.
Health insurance is important because your business depends on you staying well. But you may be paying more than you have to for less than you need. At Aetna, we understand the importance of value and affordability. So we offer self-employed people a choice of individual health insurance plans with lower premiums and lower deductibles. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
When a friend tells you about something that really works, like a product that actually does what it says it will, one you'll be excited to tell your friends about, then you've got to give it a try. Ovation Cell Therapy is that good. If your hair is splitting, dry, brittle, and breaking off, and you want your hair to grow thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and twice as fast, you've got to try Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation is easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse application. It's completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and it's 100% guaranteed. Ovation even works for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
For over 17 years, Ovation Cell Therapy has helped more than 500,000 men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to OvationHair.com. And when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money-savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair. It's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends. It's that good.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
.38 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think today's quote-unquote bellwether elections in places like New Jersey, Virginia, and upstate New York really tell us anything about national politics? Are they really, as Karl Rove says, evidence that Democrats nationally have to back off supporting President Obama? Democrats in Congress must back off supporting President Obama or face a resurgent Republican Party. That's what Karl Rove is claiming in a recent editorial in the Wall Street Journal. Also locally here, today is Election Day. It has been an all-mail ballot, but you can turn in. It's the last day to turn in your ballots. Where are you coming down on I-300? Do you want to see a ballot initiative passed that takes away police discretion and forces police to impound your car if you forget your license on the counter? That's what this is. This is not, if you vote against this, you're not being pro driving without a license. You're simply saying you want the police to have the discretion to impound some people's cars and not impound other people's cars based on what's really going on. That you want the police to be able to make the decision, hey, an armed robbery is going on two blocks away from this car that I pulled over, and this driver who I pulled over forgot their license on the counter. I want the police to be able to say, hey, I'm going to go deal with the armed robber. I don't want the police to have to follow a draconian law that says, nope, sorry, you can't go chase down the armed robber. You got to stay there, impound the car of the soccer mom who left the house, forgot her license on the car because she was running out to get bread for the kids. That's where I come down, and I encourage everybody to vote against I-300. But I'm curious where you're going to be voting. 303-713-7600. Feel free to weigh in on either of these issues. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Hey.
With regard to the 23rd in New York, almost always when a president nominates someone from the opposition party for an appointment, he does so with the calculation that that vacated seat is going to be safe for the incumbent party. It's just part of the process.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think I've seen some political analysts say, and I think they might be right, say that Obama may have been looking for. Well, let's put it this way: I don't think Barack Obama appointed Congressman John McHugh from upstate New York because John McHugh represented a district that the Democrats could win. However,
I'm saying the opposite.
No, I know you are. I know. But I am saying this. I am saying that when Obama looked to that Republican and his political people saw, hey, you know, this is a district we may be able to compete for, I don't think that was not part of their calculation. I'm saying the opposite of what you're saying. I'm saying that I think that sometimes presidents might choose members of the opposite party precisely, or at least with the additional benefit of being able to pick off the seat that they are appointing from. I think especially in the modern age where everything is a political calculation. Now, I do agree with you, Dave, in the sense that if Obama was only trying to pick a Republican whose seat would easily go into Democratic hands, he wouldn't have picked from the New York 23rd, because as I said, and this seems, everybody seems to be forgetting this, right? The New York 23rd has been a Republican district since 1871. So in that sense, we can look to this nomination of John McHugh and this open seat election today and say, sure, maybe they thought they had an outside shot at the Democrats at picking it off. But that wasn't their top concern, because this is not a district they should be able to pick off.
My point as well. I would think that the president couldn't find a seat that would be much much more likely to go back in the hands of a Republican. But perhaps, right, perhaps there was some calculation there I'm not taking into account, but I think Karl Rove is probably full of it yet again.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's completely spam. If I was Karl Rove, here's what I would say, right? I'm just going to play Karl Rove for a second, because I think Karl Rove has totally discredited himself, right? But here, if I wanted to be a an honest Republican, right, and I was going to try to spin this, I wouldn't come out and be like, hey, all these elections today prove that the Republican, I wouldn't be over the top about it, right? Oh, there was this, these elections prove the Republican Party is resurgent, right? Winning a district we've held since 1871, winning an old Confederate state, and maybe being able to beat a Goldman Sachs CEO. Sorry, that doesn't suggest to me you're resurgent. What I would say is, you know, the Democrats are weak. They have problems. These elections suggest that the Democratic Party is weak. These elections suggest that we are consolidating our base, that we are defending seats that we need to defend, and that all of the talk about the Republican Party going out of existence is a lot of nonsense. Now, that is an honest Republican spin on those elections. The idea that these...
Almost an oxymoron.
Yeah, what, honest and Republican?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, that would be an honest Republican spin. The idea that these three elections mean that the Democrats must run away from President Obama, who just a year ago won the biggest national electoral landslide since Ronald Reagan in an open seat election, and Reagan didn't even win his in an open seat election, you know, I think that is really, really absurd, and that's what we're, unfortunately, that's what we're going to hear a lot of today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week, if and when the Republicans win these races that they should be winning. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Scott in Evergreen. Scott, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, good morning, Dave.
Hey, Scott.
Just want to comment on the whole Republican thing. What's going on in the 23rd is very interesting, because I moved out here from New York about 10 years ago, and New York Republicans and even Colorado Republicans are not the same thing, and New York Republicans are certainly not the same thing by and large as teabaggers. They are, you know, the New York Republican attitude is maybe we should cut welfare, because when 12% of the population is on it, that kind of hurts the economy. Which is an entirely different thing from saying, let's do away with the commons and throw people under the bus, and like thousands die from lack of health care and tens of thousands go bankrupt.
Yeah, I think actually the distinction is, you're right, that the teabaggers are more of a traditionally the Southern Republican, right? The Texas Southern Republicanism. And New York Republicanism, at least traditionally, has been more of the Rockefeller Republicanism. Now, I've got problems with both, but I certainly have much bigger problems, much more systemic problems, with the teabagger contingent. So I do agree with you that if there is a commentary, if there is an analysis, if there is a bellwether out of the New York 23rd, it's that even now in New England, that moderate Republicans, they've been beaten by Democrats so often and so much in the last decade, even in upstate New York and New England. Now moderate Republicanism is so under attack that it may be consumed by old Confederate Southern Republicanism.
Yeah, that's exactly what I foresee. I foresee the two lady senators from Maine being on the receiving end of primary challenges from far more extreme right-wing Republicans, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in that event.
Yeah, I agree, and, you know, I think that now I made this clear, and I hope people understand it. I don't think Republican primaries are bad. I don't think Democratic primaries are bad. But I do think, because I think more democracy the better, and we get to actually see the real face of both parties. And I think the danger for the Republicans is, as you say, that the teabaggers, they are going to pull that party in places like New York, New England, and all across the country. They're going to pull that party to old Southern Confederate Republicanism, hardcore anti-government Republicanism, hardcore social conservatism. And in doing that, that pulls the party away from the general electorate. Now, I think that's different with Democrats, right? I think when we fight we're going to have a primary out here in 2010 for the U.S. Senate. If we get the candidates fighting about who's better, who's more aggressively for universal health care, who's more aggressively for environmental protection, who's more aggressively for cracking down on corporate fraud and Wall Street scandals, that ultimately will pull the party not to the left. That will pull the party more to where the mainstream general election electorate is. That's the difference in the parties right now. That's the difference in the dynamic. And I think you're absolutely right. I think the fact that this is happening, as you say, you know, and even now in a place like New York, just suggests how out of control that hardcore Republican base is right now. Hey, Scott, thanks for the call, man. 749 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get back to the phone, 303-713-7600. Where do you come down on these elections today in the sense of their importance, right? You're hearing a lot about Virginia, New York's 23rd District, New Jersey. Republicans saying, hey, this is a national bellwether. We're resurgent. We're competing in these elections. Do you buy it? I don't buy it. Curious where if you buy it. Also, I-300 here in Denver. Are you going to vote for today on your ballot, if you haven't sent it in already, for a measure that takes away the discretion of the police and forces them to impound your car if you forget your license on the counter? Is this smart policy? I don't think so. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Eastbound, C-470, really starting to slow down right around Wadsworth as you're making your way towards Platte Canyon. We'll ease up a little bit, but you'll still be running a little bit heavy Santa Fe all the way up towards Quebec. So that drive across Highlands Ranch is going to cost you about 25 minutes right now. Got a couple different crashes that may get in your way. One of them, northbound to I-25. This one's on the approach to 225. We've also got a minor fender bender. This is eastbound 36 near Pecos. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
I'm very conservative, and I mean, with a public system like this and throwing the Constitution out the window.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
If you're looking for a new or used Corvette or want to get the best parts and service and repairs for the Corvette you already own, you can trust Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com or PurefoyChevrolet.com. Any way you spell it, it's Purefoy Chevrolet.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products, from Tylenol Cold to Children's Tylenol, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart.
We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
How much? And know what they're spending it on.
Learn how Visa Business helps Dr. J control spending in ways checks can't.
Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
752, now's the time we talk to Presidential Brokerage. You can reach the team at Presidential Brokerage at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. A lot of news out about the economy supposedly resurging, coming back. Also talk about the stimulus bill's effect on job creation. On the line with us is Eric Mullen from Presidential Brokerage. Eric, how are the markets reacting?
Well, this morning, we had a pretty volatile day yesterday, ultimately ended up. This morning, we're seeing some modest declines to open the market. The Dow is down 17 points at this point, but it's been moving around quite a bit. Same with the S&P. We're looking at 1040 there in the S&P. NASDAQ composite at 2040, down just over 8 points. So a lot of information out there, a lot of changes. The market is really volatile and moving around. I think it behooves people to educate themselves and to get a little bit of help taking a look at what's happening out there.
At a time, definitely, of volatility. You're exactly right that it's a time that people need a strategy because, you know, even when it's up and even when it's down, there are ways to make your money work for you. Give the team at Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. Hey, thanks for the update, man.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
All right, you too.
Are you freaking out or maybe just plain mad? You're honest and work like a dog, and now your reward is bill collectors, debt, a home upside down, and no cash in the bank. Who's to blame for this mess? And they're bailing out banks and car companies, but not you. If you have that sick feeling that something's very wrong, you're right. And only you can fix it with my help. I'm Herb Kay. I wrote the New York Times bestseller, How to Get Filthy Stinking Rich When Times Were Good. Now I developed my new SOS system so that times can be good again. It fixes everything from debt to jobs to money. It's easy, it's immediate, and it's cheap. Here's my offer. Call for 100% risk-free trial of my complete SOS system. Call now and I'll include two free gifts. This is it, your lifeline. Take it.
The phone call is free. The SOS system is risk-free. Call now and we'll include two free gifts with your risk-free trial. It will change your life. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680. It's that easy. Call now.
In life, there are some roads no one ever wants to take. And for Kurt and his family, their journey began when their 9-year-old son was hit and killed after getting off his school bus.
There's so much anger that it was really hard to deal with.
But recently, something unexpected happened.
I felt that enough time had passed where it was appropriate to reach out to them.
And after 2 decades of pain and anger, they finally started a new journey down the road to forgiveness. Tonight on 9 News at 9 and 10.
Here on AM 760 Progressive, talk to you by the BS that this election day's big elections in Virginia, New Jersey, and upstate New York are a national referendum against President Obama. Do you really buy that nonsense coming from Karl Rove and Fox News and the rest of the right wing? I'm not saying they're not important elections unto themselves, but a national referendum. And also, I-300 here in Denver, are you going to vote for a bill, a measure that would force the police to impound your car if you forget your license, if you don't have your license on you? Let's go to Mark, Meathead Mark in Denver. Hey, Meathead Mark, what's going on, man?
How you doing, David?
All right.
All right. Well, first, I was calling about I-300, and I'll answer your other question if you'd like. It'd be nice if you'd be intellectually honest about what I-300 was actually intended to do.
Whoa, hold on a minute. Mark, I'm going to let you go and tell us what you think it's intended to do. I'm giving you the details on what it would do, not what it's intended to do, what it would do.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but you're trying to simplify it to scare people. Its intention was to basically, if you're an unlicensed driver, not if you don't have your license. I understand if you don't have your license, they'll take your car. If you're an unlicensed driver, they'll impound your car. The intention was, since our legislature has decided that Colorado is going to be a sanctuary state, that if illegals are here, we're going to take your car so you can't drive around. That's what the intention was from the people that put it on the ballot. As far as...
I mean, I understand that's the intention, but the problem is that...
The repercussions.
You know, what's the old adage? What, the road of the road to hell is paved with quote-unquote good intentions. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying that I think that those intentions you've laid out are good. And we can have a separate debate on that. But the difference between the intention and what this would actually do is the most relevant thing to voters who want to know if this is going to screw up the city more than it's already screwed up through budget cuts and all sorts of other havoc going on in the city.
I don't disagree with you. Well, it's going to generate revenue for the impound lots, but that's a side point. As far as the elections going today, Virginia doesn't make any difference. Virginia traditionally goes opposite whatever the president is. The Chris tree and the 23 or 32 in New York, I think those are sort of liberal districts, and I think that this is a referendum saying, look, you guys are pushing too far, slow down.
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it because I think, look, if the Republicans can't challenge a former Wall Street CEO, Goldman Sachs CEO, in the shadow of a Wall Street meltdown, then they can't challenge anybody. If they can't hold a district they've held since 1871, then they're not really a party. So I don't think it's a referendum on Democrats. I think it's the least Republicans should be able to do. Okay, more after the national news.
Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, poverty in America. 50% of all American children will be on food stamps. We'll take your call y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Voters are going to the polls around the country, but races for governors in two states, Virginia and New Jersey, are getting the most attention. CBS's Bob Fuss tells us they could be a test of the president's political muscle.
Republicans running ahead in the Virginia governor's race and hoping for success in New Jersey, too, say two wins would mean voters have turned against President Obama and back to the Republicans. CBS News political director Steve Shigaris isn't so sure.
I think it's a stretch to say that this is a referendum on the president or on national politics.
He says turnout in these races is traditionally very low, and local issues and personalities tend to dominate. Still, both parties have poured money into the two governors' races, and President Obama has campaigned in both states. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Washington.
Same-sex marriage is legal in five states, but Maine could become the first to make it legal by way of the ballot box. Supporters say today's referendum is a question of equality. Scott Fish is on the other side of the fence.
If there are inequities in domestic partnerships, let's correct them. They can be corrected by law, but the best way to do that is not by redefining what we're calling traditional marriage.
Voters in Breckenridge, Colorado could legalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana. Sean McAllister worked to get that proposal on the ballot.
I think we're the first community in the nation to say marijuana and paraphernalia less than an ounce, there should be no criminal penalty at all.
A top federal health official is trying to get millions of H1N1 flu vaccine skeptics to roll up their sleeves. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the CBS News Early Show 10 million people have gotten a vaccine with no reports of any serious adverse side effects. One-time Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic gave photographers the Kodak moment they were waiting for when he finally showed up at court in The Hague. But the session was adjourned after Karadzic asked for a 10-month delay in his war crimes trial to prepare his defense. CBS's Lauren Comito says the judge's patience could be wearing thin.
Some of the options that the judges have asked prosecutors to look at actually compelling Carides to come to court. She says jurisdictions all over the world, including the U.S., defendants come in handcuffs if necessary to be here.
2008 was a terrible year for stockholders, but Wall Street Journal reporter Tom McGinty says it was a very good year for the pensions of top Wall Street executives.
We had more than 200 executives who saw their pensions rise by more than 50% in the same year that these companies, on average, lost 37% of their share prices.
Warren Buffett is bullish on the economy. The fabled investor is buying the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad for $34 billion. Buffett calls it an all-in bet on the economic future of the United States.
He's making one of the largest bets that he's ever made. I think that's a great signal, not just for the next couple of weeks, but for the next couple of years.
Jefferies and Company analyst Art Hogan, this is just in, factory orders rose almost 1% in September. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 35 points. This is CBS News.
I don't start my holiday shopping until I get the Holiday Entertaining and Gift Catalog.
Sam's Club member Carol Farabee.
It's over 44 pages long, so it's simple to check off everyone's wish list, and you can't beat the prices.
Like a Samsung N130 netbook for just $349, and a Bose headphone bundle for just $149.62.
Toys, electronics, jewelry.
It's only in your local paper Wednesday, November 4th. Not a member? Use a one-day pass and join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Breast cancer.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It's election day in Colorado. Across the state, voters are weighing in on everything from school boards to medical marijuana. This is an all-mail-in ballot election statewide. Ballots have to be returned to county clerks by 7 o'clock tonight. There are a number of marijuana initiatives on ballots throughout the state. Here in Denver, City Councilman Charlie Browse says it's time to tax the tokers.
I have met with a variety of operators. One yesterday who believes within a year he'd do $2.4 million in his 900-square-foot dispensary.
Brown wonders why the city is dragging its feet when it comes to imposing a sales tax on medical marijuana. He also asks for more regulation, considering there are limitations on locations of liquor stores and bars, but not on marijuana dispensaries so far. In sports, the Nuggets try to stay unbeaten on the season tonight when they play the Pacers in Indianapolis. The Avs are off tonight. And the Phillies kept their season going with last night's Game 5 win over the Yankees in the World Series. The series now moves back to New York. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some delays on the eastbound side of C-470 right around Wadsworth. We've got crashes, both of them in the cleanup stages, but you may find some activity for northbounders on I-25 coming up on 225. Kind of sluggish getting out of the tech center. And there's also a fender bender eastbound 36. This one's near Pecos. As far as today's forecast goes, we can expect sunny skies, a high in the low 60s, currently 36 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Remember, at King Soopers, you get double fuel points when you buy gift cards. You'll find them for retailers like Home Depot and Best Buy, restaurants, theaters, and more. So give them as gifts or buy them for yourself and earn double fuel points. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Six here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's election day across the country. We're talking about, well, what else should you talk about on election day but elections? Karl Rove and the Republican machine billing three elections in particular as proof that the Republican Party is resurgent. The New Jersey governor's election, the Virginia governor's election, and a special election in upstate New York. Do you buy this load of BS that these are national bellwether elections? Now, I want to be clear. these are important elections for the voters of New Jersey and the voters of Virginia and the voters of upstate New York. And they have national implications in the sense that Virginia and New York and New Jersey, excuse me, are very large populous states. So what those state governments decide to do ultimately has some national implications. But do you buy the overall assertion that what happens in these elections today is a national referendum on the public at large's feelings about President Obama and the progressive agenda? I kid you not, Karl Rove in the Wall Street Journal has an editorial saying that because Republicans seem poised to win at least two out of three of these races, and maybe even three out of three of these races, that it means that every Democrat in Congress should fear aligning themselves with President Obama and the progressive agenda. That is the fundamental assertion of Karl Rove's editorial in the Wall Street Journal. Now, as I've said, I think this is absolutely absurd and silly and ridiculous. Really, silly is probably the best word. Just to go over real quick the facts here. Virginia, an old Confederate southern state that has long been a Republican stronghold. Democrats have been able to pick off a couple of elections there, suggesting that the Republican Party is weak. New Jersey, a Democratic-leaning swing state. Everyone bills it as Democratic as Vermont or something like that. That's ridiculous. If you look at the state's voting history, it's had a longtime Republican governor in the late 90s, Christy Todd Whitman. It is a state that John Kerry only won by 52% of the vote. John Corzine, the current governor, only won election to the governor's seat with 53% of the vote. A couple of high-profile Democrats in New Jersey have significantly damaged the New Jersey Democratic Party's image over the last few years. Everybody remember Bob Torricelli and Jim McGreevy? So this is basically a swing state in which a couple of top-tier Democrats over the last few years have tried to soil, through their own personal scandals, have done their best to soil the Democratic Party's image there. And the incumbent is running in a bad economy and is the former CEO of Goldman Sachs. And somehow, the fact that this race is close and the Republicans might win it, this is supposed to be proof that the Republican Party is resurgent? That's ridiculous. The fact that the Democrat, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, is still in this race suggests how weak the Republican Party is. I mean, if they can't take out a former Goldman Sachs CEO in the shadow of a Wall Street meltdown, then the Republican Party should just go home. If there's a referendum at all in New Jersey, it's that the Democrats shouldn't nominate as their party standard bearers Wall Street CEOs. How about that? You're not going to hear that from the punditocracy today. And then this New York special election up in the 23rd district. This is being, the Democrats had a shot at this, and they do have a shot at this, and if Republicans win, it's proof that the Tea Partiers are so powerful. This is a seat held by Republicans since 1871. Why isn't the narrative, wow, the Democrats competing in this race shows how pathetically weak the Republican Party is, that they have to spend a huge amount of resources to defend a seat that they've held since the Civil War? What do you think? Which side do you come down on? Karl Rove's side, that today's elections, if they go Republican, it's proof of a national Republican wave? Or do you come down with me, which is it's a lot of manufactured nonsense. These elections don't mean much of anything. And if they mean anything at all, it means that the Republican Party is completely and totally destroyed, that its brand is so devastated that it's having problems winning a district it's won since the Civil War. It's having problems beating a Goldman Sachs CEO in a swing state. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. And then, where do you come down? Where are you going to vote on I-300 here in Denver if you haven't turned in your ballot already? This is the ballot initiative to force the police to impound your car if you do not have your license on you. If they pull you over and you don't have your license on you, it would mandate that the police impound your car. Are you comfortable with this? Is this what you want? You want to drive to the store, accidentally forget your wallet on the counter, get pulled over for missing a stop sign, and see your car impounded? You got to pay $2,000 to get it out, go through all the bureaucratic red tape at a time of budget cuts. Is this the kind of mandate we want to put on our police to take away resources from fighting real crime? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Noah in Thornton. Noah, you're on AM 760.
David, I want to give you even more of a different take on that. I think what this is a referendum on the fact that what Obama is doing is not going fast enough or hard enough for most of the Democratic base. I think what's happening is that people like me and many others are getting so sick of working so hard only to see him become, you know, Republican light. I want him to go in there and crack skulls, do the right thing, and I don't care if he worries about his future. I want him to do the right thing. And many Democrats are getting to the point where they're like, you know what? Why bother coming out? And that's what the real referendum is.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that in I think there's truth to that in Virginia, and there may be some truth to that in New Jersey, although less so because Obama has campaigned so closely with John Corzine. But to your point, you know, there's been a lot of polling out from Virginia which suggests that progressive base turnout is going to be depressed. Now, in fairness, overall turnout is typically depressed in off-year elections, especially odd-year elections. So there's going to be lower turnout anyway. But I think you're right. I mean, I think the danger for President Obama is the exact opposite of the narrative in the media. Right? The narrative in the media says if the Republicans win, it means the Republicans are resurgent. It means the Democrats in Congress have to back away from the progressive agenda that they promised to pass. And I think it's exactly the opposite. I think what's really going on here is the Republicans are so weak that they are having to tout a gubernatorial race in Virginia that they should be winning going away. They have to defend a seat that they've held since the Civil War, and they're having trouble defeating a former Wall Street CEO whose company was integrally involved in destroying the economy. And that the going forward, that the real lesson for Democrats is if you try to triangulate, if you water down health care, if you gut the Wall Street reform package, you will create a NAFTA effect, right? Everybody remember what happened in 1994, right? What happened in 94 was Bill Clinton demoralized labor, union voters, environmentalists, the progressive base, by ramming through NAFTA with all Republican support, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and putting health care to the side, demoralized his base, and come 94, progressive turnout was so low that Republicans, and voter turnout in general was so low, that Republicans maximized the opportunity. That's the real danger for Democrats right now. And what's really the problem, Noah, is that the narrative from the media about these 2009 elections today is a narrative that doesn't tell that story. It will actually encourage Democrats to do the politically idiotic thing by watering down their legislative agenda even further.
I pretty much blame Clinton for that also, because Clinton signed Telecommunications 96. You know what? If Obama becomes the next Clinton, it is going to be our nation's detriment. We need him to become the next Roosevelt. And I think that he's basically driving his whole party off the cliff by kowtowing to all these corporate people and by not giving Medicare for all. Because I tell you what, that's what I voted for. I voted for universal coverage. I didn't vote to preserve healthcare industry lobbyists. This is what is making people stay at home because they're so frustrated.
Well, that's right, and that's the danger. And you better believe that when Karl Rove tries to tout these elections today and the Republican machine tries to tout these elections today, they're doing it with an underlying motive. It's not just that they want to use it to build big momentum. It's that in the very short term, they want to use these elections to try to destroy health care, right? If they win today, I would bet you dollars to donuts that tomorrow they will be saying, Democrats, swing state Democrats, the Ben Nelsons of the world, you got to not vote for health care here at the finish line. You got to not vote for health care, or you are going to face a similar prospect as the Democratic candidate for governor in Virginia. That's what they're aiming to do, to use today's elections as a way to pressure Democrats to back off health care and back off the rest of the progressive agenda. Hey, Noah, thanks for the call. Let's go to TJ. TJ in Denver. You're on AM 760.
David.
Hey there.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, man.
When was it?
It was yesterday. Turned 34.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
I encourage you to celebrate for a minimum 2 weeks.
I will. I'll do that.
In fact, write down 1 through 14. That's 2 weeks. Beside every number, write a little gift. You can do 14 Cadillacs if you want to. But I'm thinking a sunrise, which was beautiful this morning. Sunset. Walk in the park. With
2 weeks. I like celebrating a birthday for 2 weeks. It's a good idea, man.
Yeah.
I will tell my family and friends that they should be looking at me celebrating for 2 whole weeks.
Exactly. In our culture, we just don't honor ourselves. You're too sacred and too special just for one day or half an hour.
For everybody. That's exactly right.
Everybody. 2 weeks minimum on our birthday. This is a huge celebration.
I like it.
And then also, a little tip. Go to Snooze, the best breakfast place.
Hey, I live right near Snooze. I went to Snooze yesterday to celebrate my birthday for a birthday breakfast with my family.
Great. Go again.
I will.
All right. Now, we need more democracy. Too much politics, both on the Republican side and the Democratic side. Look, they spent all summer on this health care. It's going to be so watered down. This is not what the people wanted. We got a page, a bill, supposedly it's 1,990 pages and counting. It's going to be so watered down, it's not going to do anybody any good.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. For me right now, I want better government. I'm not interested in a better Republican Party or a better Democratic Party. I want better government.
But here's the thing. I mean, a couple things. I think that you're right. More democracy, the better. The more competition, the more electoral competition, the better. So I think the more primaries, the better on both sides. I subscribe to, I guess you might call it a capitalist theory of democracy, which is that the more competition, the better it will ultimately be. The more intense the war of actual ideas, the better the outcomes will be. And, you know, I would say to you this, that don't get focused in on the length of bills. Right. In the sense of this, the Republicans want you to think, hey, the length of the bill, because it's 1,000 pages long, means it's automatically bad. That's ridiculous. I think that you could make the opposite case, that the bill, the longer the bill is, doesn't mean the more bureaucracy there is. It means the more waivers, the more loopholes, right? The more watering down is going on. The Republicans say, here's a 1,000-page bill. It means it's a huge bureaucratic monster. I look at a 1,000 pages and say, you know, how many different, you know, loopholes that they put in there? How many different ways, clauses have they put in there to water down the bill? And I agree with you. They could have written a much shorter bill that simply said anybody cannot apply. Anybody is eligible for Medicare, right? That could be a 2-page bill.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, I say the same thing about a lot of things. Like, you know, my favorite example of this is a trade bill, right? This is my pet peeve, right? You hear all these people talk about free trade. We need free trade deal. We need a free trade deal. Let me tell you, folks, if you want a free trade deal, you can write it on one page. It says no tariffs. That's it. Free trade. Right?
David,
why is NAFTA 1,000 pages long? Because there's all sorts of corporate write-offs in there.
Yeah. David, what we need to spend our time, our public servants, our senators, representatives, and ourselves, us Americans, we need a Manhattan-type project on our economy.
Absolutely. Jobs.
This is where we need to spend our focus and our time, and we got to get to it.
We do got to get to it. And you know what? It's amazing that we aren't talking about a second stimulus as just an example. Right. Every major economist says the problem with the stimulus bill wasn't that it was too big, it's that it's too small. And you're right. If we don't get to creating jobs right now, then all political bets are off. I don't care what happens today. If the economy doesn't come back, then what happens today means even less than I think it's probably going to mean for 2010 and for 2012. Hey, TJ, thanks for the call. Thanks for the birthday wishes. 822 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you buy the BS that today's elections in Virginia, New Jersey, and New York's 23rd district are a big proof of a resurgence for the Republican Party, or you, like me, think it's BS? 303-713-7600. And then where do you come down on I-300? How are you going to vote today if you haven't voted already? That bill, that initiative to force the police to impound your car if you forget your driver's license? Feel free to weigh in. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
You know what I want for Christmas? I want more time to make the most of it.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. And if you find a lower advertised price, they'll match it. You don't even have to bring in the other store's ad. That means unbeatable prices for you and more holiday time with your family. Save money. Live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you could reduce your toxic impact on the planet by spending $15 every 2 years, would you? You might be eco-aware, but do you still use sprays or soaps to clean your counters and floors? Our Clean World silver-infused microfiber cloths clean with only water. That's right, only water. Making your life easier, saving you money, and radically reducing your impact on the planet. Find out how to get $10 off your next purchase by clicking our banner ad now located on your Listen Live player or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
Trees, Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105 and online at www.solarips.com.
I feel like such a statistic. I got laid off a few months ago. Almost as bad as losing my job is losing my health insurance benefits. So I signed up for COBRA, but it's so expensive, I don't think I can afford it much longer. But my family needs health coverage. I'm stuck.
Aetna can help. Our individual health insurance plans may include similar benefits to what you have now with COBRA for less money. With lower premiums and lower deductibles, Aetna's affordable plans can help your family stay insured. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
What kind of marketplace do we want to have? And the bigger question is the economy here to serve us, or are we here to serve the economy? In other words, did we, the people, create limited liability corporations? Did we allow people to come together and form a corporation and get all kinds of tax benefits and all kinds of liability protections because we wanted them to get rich or because we thought that there was some social benefit doing it that way?
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph, Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I was just down in Colorado Springs yesterday, two days ago, at Garden of the Gods with my family. They were in town from the east. Yeah, it's beautiful there. It is really, really beautiful there.
Yeah, that's, how shall I say, if you want to live in the religious wacko wonderland, at least there's God's beauty out here. Now, my point to you is basically this. I am still a registered Republican. And the last five presidential elections, it's been Perot, Nader, because I was in Nebraska, and then basically anyone but Bush. And my question basically is this. You're the political expert, but it seems to me that there are a bunch of so-called, I'm not sure what we are, anyone but Washington people, who basically have been Republican, and now we're watching, and we voted for Obama, and now we're watching as Obama turns himself into the Washington insider that, you know, he's probably been all along. Didn't promise that, but the change he's made is simply to change the label in Washington from Republican to Democrat.
Right, and I think that the Perot voters have been the most forgotten about political phenomenon in contemporary American history. That the Perot voters, Ross Perot ran, you know, as an individual, he's a kind of an iconoclast. He ran a pretty odd campaign, but let's take it away from Ross Perot and just look at the results. I mean, 19% of the public voted for Ross Perot in 1992, and you know, that was what is that, 18 years ago, 17 years ago, and that's a while ago, but that's not that long ago. And those voters as a political phenomenon did not go away. You're absolutely right. They've been forgotten. They've been written out of the story. And I think that it's those kind of voters that are still up for grabs. The Democrats haven't figured out, I shouldn't say they haven't figured it out. They haven't been willing to do what's necessary in my estimation to get those voters. If they were more willing to take on Wall Street, if they were more willing to seriously reform the Patriot Act, if they were more willing to do many of the things that they promised, I think those voters would be up for grabs. And I think that if there is anything to learn out of this election day across the country, it's that, for instance, if you run a former Goldman Sachs CEO at the top of your ticket, even in a place like New Jersey, which a lot of Wall Streeters actually live in, the Democrats are going to have problems with those voters. I think that's absolutely true. I think those voters haven't found a home yet.
Well, and there's one quick point I want to make, and that is that, I hate to say it, but it comes from the Kingfish Huey Long down in Louisiana. He did not win until the third gubernatorial election. He advised the Clay Eaters to basically, I think the first election is vote for the Democrats and see if they'll deliver. They didn't. Second election, he had his people vote for the Republicans. They didn't deliver. Third election, Huey got elected.
Now, and the lesson is what?
The lesson basically is there have been successful third parties. John C. Fremont was the guy that didn't make it, but Abraham Lincoln did. And I think the thing now that's going on is I call myself an Eisenhower Republican, and I'm obviously a dinosaur. But Ron Paul or the mayor of New York or whoever wants to toss his hat in the ring as an independent, I think is going to get an awful lot of votes in 2012.
Let me put it this way. I think that there is a space for third parties. I think that third party politics has been most effective at the state and local level. I don't know if we're going to see, and I don't think it's necessarily appropriate for people who want a third party to put their energy into creating that third party via a presidential election. But I will say this. I definitely think that there is a space for third party politics at the state and local level. And frankly, you've seen that in New York, right? I mean, that's another thing that you are seeing in the New York 23rd District. You are seeing a conservative party candidate providing something of an alternative. Now, do I think it's a productive alternative? No. Do I think it is an alternative? Yes. Do I think that the New York's system of fusion voting, where the different parties, minor parties, have different ballot lines, like the Working Families Party, is good for democracy? Absolutely. And there's definitely a craving for it out there, and I think it would definitely be good for our democracy. The question is, how do you actually create it? And, you know, this may not be a satisfying answer, because we've become so consumed with focusing on the presidency and the White House and the presidential elections every 4 years. But if you're really interested in third party politics, then get involved in third party politics at your city council level, at the state legislative level. I mean, that is the way to do it. It's just less glamorous. Hey, Ralph, thanks for the call, man. Lisa in Denver. Lisa, you're on AM 760.
Hello, David.
Hey there.
Yeah, hi. I have a comment about the Initiative 300.
Go for it.
I heard you talking about it and others as well. And to be honest, the way it was portrayed, it sounded basically ludicrous, kind of like a joke. You're saying, why would someone who's forgotten their driver's license innocently wind up with their car impounded, also expending necessary resources while a policeman waits for a tow truck or something?
That's exactly right.
Right. Well, my comment is that when I heard that, I thought, you know, this is so ridiculous. I can't even believe it's on the ballot. So I did a little bit of Googling just to find out if there was a little bit more to it. And I'm not saying there is or isn't, but I guess my point is, for one thing, it's hard to become an educated voter. When I went on trying to Google this and find out perhaps an answer to the question, is this really what it is? I had a little trouble. When I finally got to their site, it looks like that they're trying very hard to, what they say, is have language in this bill which does allow the police a lot of discretion so that, for example, you and I wouldn't in fact be...
That's what the proponents, the propagandists, have said, and it's a lot of crap. And
okay.
it depends on, you know, and I agree with you. Everybody's got to go verify this for themselves.
I agree.
What the police will say, and what they have said, is that the language in the bill does not give them the discretion. And here's why. They make a very credible case. I can't remember the exact words that are used in the bill, but it says you can provide an alternative form of verification.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And the proponent of the bill, the let them eat cake elitist as he is, has said, well, the people can just provide their spa card, right? Their card to the membership of their country club or their gym, right? Now, taking away the elitism of saying, well, you know, you can provide your card to your spa or your country club, here's the problem. Many people only have one form of ID.
Right.
Right?
Well, and if you've left your entire wallet at home, you're not even going to have your spa card.
That's exactly right. What if you have nothing? Right? And then they would say, well, you can call your friend. Well, what if your friend's not home? What if it's the middle of the day? And interestingly, I think the police are nervous about language that's so vague because they can then be accused, and in some cases, probably rightly so, of racial profiling, right?
Uh-huh,
if you say, well, you've got to impound their car unless they can provide alternative, and you have the discretion to see alternative verification, a police officer may not wait for the alternative verification for certain types of people and would be more lenient with other types
of
people.
That's correct. They'd definitely be using some type of unclear discretion.
Exactly. So the point here is that I would rather this be done through police policy, through the city council, which we pay, we employ
yep.
to make these decisions, and through a police commissioner, the head of the police, and the mayor, who we elect, to make these very complicated decisions, rather than, you know, legislating with the blunt instrument of
right.
an initiative. And so,
right.
and again, I think a lot of police officers in the day-to-day of this, you could foresee situations where they pull somebody over, or even, hey, they stop at somebody's car who's got a flat tire, the person needs help, they ask for their verification, they don't have it, and boom, they're like, you know what, the law, I'm basically obligated to impound your car, and I can't go do the kinds of things that are more pressing, that society
right.
would definitely agree is more pressing.
Well, especially if they're literally waiting for a tow truck.
Exactly.
But can I make one other comment, though, that confused me about it is the other piece of it that, to be honest, I have had a little bit of sympathy for because I've known of several people that have been hit by drunk drivers and people whose licenses are actually expired and are not off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what the people that are proponents of this say is that it's a safety measure designed to get people off the road who cause a disproportionate number of accidents. And that does not necessarily include the average person, but people who, in fact, should be off the road.
I completely agree with that. And the whole issue here is it's like conflating two separate things, right? If you want to deal with that problem, deal with that problem, right? If you want to don't deal with the – that's why I said the term a blunt instrument. If you want to deal with the problem of people who are – unsafe drivers driving around without a license,
right,
then deal with that problem. There's plenty of ways to deal with that problem.
Saying to mandate larger penalties for that, for example?
Exactly. I mean, we have a police computer system that can find out whether you're in the system and you just forgot your license.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Exactly. I'm not sure why they can't just do that type of initiative.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why they haven't done that kind of initiative, but what I can say is that this is motivated by more than safety for drivers. This is motivated by an attempt to make life as difficult as possible for undocumented workers.
David, how do you know that that's the case for this proposition? Because that, as you know, I mean, I'm just acting as a voter attempting to get educated. I couldn't get a sense of that from the site at all.
Well, what you should do is, I know, and we had a discussion about this last week, which is it's classic dog whistle politics, which is that it is dog whistle, right? Most people can't hear it, but I don't mean to call the supporters of this dogs.
Sure.
But you get the metaphor. Westward did a big piece about Dan Hayes and the proponents of this and what they are trying to do and how they overtly, publicly connect this to the immigration issue. Now, we can have a debate about whether we should make it comfortable or not for undocumented immigrants here in Colorado, in Denver. I'm more of a compassionate guy. I think that a lot of undocumented workers are here. They're being exploited by employers. Their life is difficult enough. We don't have to make things more difficult for them. I'm not saying we shouldn't enforce immigration law, but we shouldn't be using budget-strapped municipal policy, budget-strapped municipal government and a police force to create immigration policy, a crackdown immigration policy that could make life a lot more difficult, not just for undocumented workers, but for you. You run out to the store to get a loaf of bread and you forget your wallet. Hey, thanks for the call. 8:38 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, speaking about driving around. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
Three cars mixed it up northbound I-25 right around Auraria Parkway. That's really going to back things up as you're trying to make your way downtown from the tech center. We've got an accident, E-470 right around Peoria. That's making it sluggish on the toll road. They're mopping up a crash eastbound 36 near Pecos. But on the turnpike, the slowest speeds are on the westbound side. This is before Federal all the way up towards Wadsworth. That drive's going to cost you about 25 minutes. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get great prices at Walmart on great gift items this Saturday, November 7th. Like a Panasonic 46-inch TV at just $788. Starts at 8 a.m. Not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Quantities are limited. No rain checks. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you on.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Just these.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works, growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
Our
Daniel Dixon has swine flu.
How do you feel?
Terrible. Body aches, stomach ache, very bad migraines where you want to cry.
Alan Genet asks a good question.
How did you try and prevent it? Washing my hands, spraying Lysol all over everything.
But is there a better way? No. Why doctors say there could be a new secret weapon?
I think it has the most promise.
To boosting your immune system.
I'm taking it.
The vitamin that could keep you safe from swine flu. Tonight at 10 on CBS 4 News. Get the whole story.
Tonight, who shot the meanest guy in Vegas?
I did it. I killed Wayne.
I killed Wayne.
I shot Wayne Smith.
So we've got three suspects.
Now what?
Everyone is dying to confess.
I would have killed him too.
New CSI. Then, Patrick Jane lives on the edge. But tonight...
You're under arrest.
He's falling off of it.
Do you understand what's happening to you?
Yes.
New Mentalist after a new CSI.
Thursday at 9, followed by CBS 4 News at 10. Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
It is election day. If you haven't voted yet, make sure to vote. Mail in. You can't mail in your ballot. You got to turn in your ballot today if you haven't mailed in already here in Colorado. Do you think these elections nationally in Virginia, New Jersey, and upstate New York suggest a resurgent Republican Party, or do you think that's a lot of crap? I think it's a lot of crap. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Then I-300 here in Denver, the initiative sponsored by a wild-eyed lunatic from, doesn't even live in the city, does not even live in Denver, a anti-immigrant ideological zealot from outside of Denver trying to use our ballot, hijack our ballot, to order the police to impound your car if you cannot provide your license, if you left your license at home. Where do you come down on this? I think it's ridiculous. I think it's absurd. I encourage everybody to vote against I-300. It's written in a way that seems innocuous, but it is anything but. Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Let me wish you a hug, Samantha, there for your 34th.
Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Listen, number one, I already voted, and I voted no on 300 because I think it's about time that on issues like this, with all the problems that we have here locally, that we shouldn't let people, especially from out of our jurisdiction, micromanage, our legislative process here in the city and county of Denver. It's ridiculous. And I have friends that are in the police department, and it's going to be, you know, quite an addition of workload for them and taking them away from really what, you know, we've already mentioned, you've already mentioned, the, you know, the critical aspects of trying to enforce law here. And, you know, you and I are both from the East Coast. I'm from New York, and I know the area, the 23rd District, fairly well because I used to live up in the Watertown area.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. You know, first of all, Karl Rove is nothing but a bald-faced, you know, gutter-level liar. And, if he says something, best thing to do is for intelligent people is just not to believe him at all. The area, the Northeast Corridor is basically a blue-collar area. I mean, there's a lot of blue-collar in upstate New York, and New York is two different worlds, upstate and then the New York City area. It's very blue-collar up there, and every time the Republicans have gotten in there, even the Rockefeller Republicans gotten in there, working class people, middle class people, seem to suffer just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that the Democrats are going to win or anything. I kind of doubt it, because that is it's a red area, you know, in a very blue state. But you know, just like down in Pennsylvania, New York has always been at least a manufacturing type of state to some level, and the whole thing with what we're talking about today is that if we lull ourselves to sleep, whether you're a Democrat or you're a progressive liberal, an independent, or whatever, you lull yourself to sleep and considering that this is not that important. The level of importance and all can be debated, but the thing is that we have to continually put the fire on the feet of the Democrats, those of liberals, and the independents to make sure that especially, you know, right-wing conservative Republicanism gets smacked down from here on out.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to see any progress.
I don't mean to imply that people should be complacent.
I understand.
Yeah, and I think your analysis is exactly right about the politics of upstate New York. Upstate New York is as red, is as Republican, as central Pennsylvania, for instance. It just because it's in New York doesn't mean it is a super blue liberal area. It's just we have that same kind of thing out here in Colorado, right? Just because you're in Colorado doesn't mean you're in Denver, right? You can be in a conservative part of Colorado. You can be in a progressive part of Colorado. And I think that you're exactly right that the reason the Republican Party is having to fight tooth and nail to defend a congressional district that it has controlled since the Civil War is because people are getting smarter and smarter, or they've just had enough. They realize that the Sarah Palin, Newt Gingrich wing of the Republican Party, the hardest of hardcore, and I know Newt Gingrich endorsed the other, second Republican candidate, but in general, that whether it's the far right or just the regular right, that has not worked well for regular working class people. And the danger really is not that Democrats will too much embrace a progressive agenda. It's that the Democrats will be cowered into backing off a progressive agenda, thereby giving Republicans an opportunity to continue winning districts like New York's 23rd. Hey, Mick, thanks for the call. 848 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll take a couple more calls. And I just want to fill you in on a couple of big ballot initiatives outside of Colorado that are going to be pretty important if they pass. They've gotten fairly little attention, one in Ohio and one in Maine. I'll fill you in on them, take some more calls after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Not a good way to wind down this morning's commute. We've got crashes northbound I-25 right around Auraria Parkway, and then an accident in the backups. This is near 6th Avenue. Crash on the toll road. This is on the south and westbound side. It's near Peoria. We've got an accident southbound I-25 near 76. Still hanging things up all the way back towards 120th. So tack about an extra 10 onto your drive as you're coming in from the Thornton and North Glen area. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
I'm very conservative, and I mean with a
You know what I want for Christmas? I want more time to make the most of it.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. And if you find a lower advertised price, they'll match it. You don't even have to bring in the other store's ad. That means unbeatable prices for you and more holiday time with your family. Save money. Live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
In the next 15 minutes, you could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to GEICO.com or a quick call, 1-800-947-AUTO.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, Hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger-looking skin a free trial of Hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven Hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of Hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can, with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want, and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
853 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two ballot initiatives you should watch tomorrow. One is getting some attention in Maine to allow for the Equality Amendment to allow for a marriage to extend to gay and lesbian couples. Hope it passes. It will be a historic measure in that it would be the first measure like that to pass by ballot measure. Also, in Ohio, this has gotten almost no attention. The Humane Society has passed a series of ballot measures, most recently in California, to mandate that factory farming treat animals in a certain minimal way to respect, their humane principles. You know, these factory farms are awful places there. The way animals are treated is absolutely awful. And so in Ohio, the agribusiness industry is fearing that the Humane Society is going to try to pass one of these initiatives through the legislature there or through the ballot. And so the legislature there has put a thing called Issue 2 on the ballot to try to preempt that, to try to make that almost impossible going forward. So we'll see if that passes in Ohio. Agribusiness obviously pushing that really, really hard. Let's go back to the phones here. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760.
Dude, you're only 34?
I'm 34.
That's amazing.
Good or bad?
I'm 41 years old, man. I listen to you. Every time I listen to you, I learn something from you. I can't believe some kid's teaching me about the world.
Thanks. I hope I haven't discredited myself among others.
You're awesome, man. You're great.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
It cracks me up. I just can't believe you're only 34. I thought you were like my age.
Well, I mean, I'm not that much younger than you.
Well, no, you're not. Well, 7 years.
Is it 30 is the new 40, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. Hey, how's your book going?
It's coming. It's coming. It's taking its time, but it's coming.
What are you gonna do with that? Are you gonna publish it and everything?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's coming out. Come out sometime next year.
Sometime next year.
Yeah.
And what's it about?
It's about the enduring impact of the 1980s on our politics.
Oh, that's gonna be a good book.
It's been fun to write.
You must be working hard on that one.
Very, very hard. Balancing the radio show, the column, and the book. It's not an easy balancing act.
What are you researching? Just like all the Reagan years?
Oh, man, the Reagan. I mean, I've been researching Michael Jordan and the impact of Nike and Just Do It. And the last chapter was, you know, I watched Red Dawn. And, yeah, it's a top
Red Dawn?
Yeah, yeah, about the impact of, you know, hypermilitarism.
That was the stupidest movie ever.
Yeah, but it had a big cultural impact, didn't it?
The Russian invasion of the United States. Oh, yeah, yeah, it did. It did. What I wanted to tell you was, hey, thanks a lot for waking me up to that, because I wasn't even gonna go vote today.
Well, you bet you should.
Yeah,
you
I should, because now that's so preposterous that, I mean, David, though, here's the thing. They don't have enough room to impound all those cars.
Well, that's it. And that has been not talked about enough, that the impoundment lots are so full,
right,
that they're running out of space. And that has not been even part of the discussion here. So ultimately, you could see a situation where the city actually has to spend money to buy even more impoundment lots. So
right.
it's absolutely absurd. And I the way I see this is, look.
Well, David, that makes me want to go out and vote for it and just say, okay, let's see it.
No, people need to vote against I-300. And in all seriousness, because the way I think about it, and I think everybody should think about it this way, if the cop has stopped you and you were running out for breath and you forgot your license on the counter, and when the cop is stopping you, the cop gets a call saying an armed robbery is happening two blocks away, you want the cop to be able to go stop that armed robbery. You don't want a ballot measure enacted in the law saying the cop has to spend the time to impound your car because you forgot your license on the counter. And certainly the victim of that armed robbery doesn't want that to happen as well. Hey, sorry to cut it short. Got to get the national news update. Thanks for the call. 8:58 here. We'll get to media matters after the national news.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, poverty in America. 50% of all American children will be on food stamps. We'll take your call y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.5% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, no minimum balance, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Buy and Build understands the current economic conditions, and we are here to help. Saving money is more important than ever, and Buy and Build's below wholesale pricing can save you literally thousands of dollars without compromising quality. From cabinets and flooring to sinks, faucets, and toilets, we have the best prices in the nation. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Virginia and New Jersey, it could be a barometer of President Obama's political clout. In New Jersey, incumbent Democrat John Corzine is in a neck-and-neck race with Republican Chris Christie. In Virginia, Republican Bob McDonnell looks to beat Democrat Cray Deeds. With the party out of power, says CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer, there's a struggle with control.
You've got the hard right here, and you've got the more moderate Republicans. Right now, I think the hard right is driving the train in the Republican Party, and I think this is the snapshot of where all that is right now.
While many of their companies were being slammed by the financial crisis, top executives were watching their pensions grow. The story broke in the Wall Street Journal, and Tom McGinney reported it.
We had more than 200 executives who saw their pensions rise by more than 50% in the same year that these companies, on average, lost 37% of their share prices.
It's a major roll of the dice for Berkshire Hathaway's Warren Buffett. He's investing $34 billion to take over the Burlington Northern Railroad. Market analyst Art Hogan says since railroads depend on a strong economy, Buffett believes the dark days of the recession are fading.
Here we see Warren Buffett making a huge bet, one of the largest bets that the Berkshire Hathaway has ever made in a railroad company or any takeover for that matter.
Well, the guilty plea from Bernard Madoff's longtime accountant, David Freeling, could be sentenced to more than 100 years in prison, but may get less time because he's agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. Freeling's accused of signing off on Madoff's books despite the Ponzi scheme. Another day, another no-show for Radovan Karadzic at his war crimes trial in The Hague. The former Bosnian Serb leader appeared at an administrative hearing, arguing he needs up to 10 more months to prepare his defense. CBS's Lauren Comito in The Hague says Karadzic is acting as his own attorney.
Karadzic says he has 1,300,000 pages of documents to go through, 23,000 exhibits, so he refuses to appear in court. And now prosecutors are making the argument that his failure to come to court means he's obstructing justice, and all parties, except for Karadzic, are talking about having the court impose a lawyer on him.
For the first time in more than 50 years...
Madam Speaker, the Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany...
A German chancellor addressing Congress. Here through an interpreter, Angela Merkel spoke of an important anniversary that's coming up in her country.
In only a few days, we'll mark the 9th of November. On the 9th of November, 1989, the Berlin Wall fell.
Philadelphia commuters are not happy campers today, the first day of a strike by city transit workers. The workers waited to begin their walkout until after last night's World Series game, the last one to be played in Philadelphia. The system makes some 900,000-plus trips every day. Now checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 27 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Oh, well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I don't start my holiday shopping until I get the Holiday Entertaining and Gift Catalog.
Sam's Club member Carol Farabee.
It's over 44 pages long, so it's simple to check off everyone's wish list. And you can't beat the prices.
Like a Samsung N130 netbook for just $349. And a Bose headphone bundle for just $149.62.
Toys, electronics, jewelry.
It's only in your local paper Wednesday, November 4th. Not a member? Use a one-day pass and join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado voters are headed to the polls today, at least by mail, deciding everything from mayors to marijuana. Today's election is a 100% mail-in deal. Voters have until 7 tonight to get their ballots to their county clerks. One issue that's on the ballot in a number of locations is medical marijuana and how to regulate it. Two Denver City Council members want the proceeds from pot to go into city pots.
I mean, I got an email yesterday saying those parts of South Broadway are looking like little Amsterdam.
So, Councilman Charlie Brown wants the city and state to put a sales tax on medical marijuana. Brown says Denver will eventually need to regulate the industry.
We're going to have to enforce these rules and regulations that we pass, And that's going to be more personnel. We're laying off people. We're not hiring people.
State lawmakers are expected to take up the issue when they reconvene in January. A sales tax on marijuana would require voter approval. In sports, the Denver Nuggets try to stay unbeaten on the season tonight when they play the Pacers in Indianapolis. The Avs are off tonight. And the Philadelphia Phillies kept their season going with last night's Game 5 win over the New York Yankees in the World Series. The series now moves back to New York. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
There's a bunch of crashes to get in your way as they work to wind down this busy morning commute. We've got one on the toll road. This is E-470 right around Peoria. Three-car accident northbound I-25 coming up on Auraria Parkway. Now, it sounds like they've got a couple of those out of your way, but there's an accident in the backups at 6th Avenue. Crashes at 49th and Federal as well as 80th and Kipling. And they're mopping up one southbound I-25 that occurred right around 76. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm day today with a high of about 63, 64 degrees. Cooling off in the overnight low, dropping down to 35. Currently, it's 41. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The leaves are falling, and so are United's fares. To find the lowest-priced United flights of the holiday season, visit united.com/densale today.
Randy Rhodes.
This Sarah Palin. This woman has launched more careers of freaks than P.T. Barnum ever could have. She should have just taken a bearded lady and a couple of dwarves on the campaign trail with her. It would have been more dignified than using Joel the Plumber and Levi Johnson and her pregnant daughter, Bristol, as an example of abstinence, no less.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
906 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've been talking about the elections today. Republicans are pre-spinning this as proof of a resurgent Republican Party. On the line with us now, Carl Frisch of Media Matters, mediamatters.org. They track trends in the conservative media. They do the work that I would never want to do because you have to really watch a lot of conservative media to track conservative media. Carl, the narrative is already, it's already done. It's like we've reached a 24-hour news cycle, a moment-to-moment news cycle where we can't allow events to unfold and then have them be spun. They've actually got to be pre-spun. And the Republicans and the right-wing noise machine is already pre-spinning whatever happens tomorrow as proof that the Republican Party and the conservative movement is back. What do they hope to gain from this? Is this, my two guesses are, it's either they want to build momentum for 2010, or they want to have another reason to try to frighten congressional Democrats into backing off the progressive agenda. Is it both of those things? Is it more one than the other, or is it something else?
I think it's both. And I think fundamentally what they're hoping for is that they can turn 2010 into 1994. That, of course, hinges on one big problem for them, that 2009 is nothing like 1993. Barack Obama is still immensely popular. Even more popular if you look at every region of the country other than the South. And then on top of that, Democrats still hold an advantage on most issues. And then if you look at what set up 1994, in 1993 it was the Virginia and New Jersey gubernatorial races and the mayoral races in New York and Los Angeles, where you had Rudy Giuliani win and you had Richard Reardon win. And then you also had Christy Todd Whitman get reelected in 1993. And I don't remember who the governor of Virginia was, but George Allen, maybe. You had four big wins. And let's look at those races today. Los Angeles reelected a Democratic mayor for the third time in a row back in March and didn't even need a runoff to happen in November. In New York mayoral, you've got an independent who's getting elected for the second time, this time no longer a Republican. In Virginia, probably do have Republicans picking up that seat. But then again, that seat's gone with the party not in power in the White House for the last eight presidential cycles. And then you've got New Jersey. I think it's up in the air, but I think Corzine is likely to pull it out. So of those four major races that set the tone for 1994, you've got one that it looks like is going to go to Republicans.
And they're trying to build this New York special election up into something that's bigger than what it really is. And
right, they haven't elected a Republican Democrat there since before the Civil War.
Why is that not more part of the discussion? I mean, it's incredible to me that...
Because then there wouldn't be a discussion, David.
that's probably true, right?
I'll be, you know, if Owens happens to pull it out, that'd be the surprise.
I mean, I used to work, for reference, I used to work for Bernie Sanders up in Vermont. And
sure.
Burlington, the biggest population center, is just across the lake from Plattsburgh. And
right. From
Burlington to Plattsburgh is a very, very far ideological ride in terms of its politics. And, you know, Plattsburgh was always known as a Republican, working class Republican, sort of red district, classic red district.
The further away you get from Plattsburgh into the more rural area,
yeah, it gets even
more conservative it gets.
Yeah. And so when I heard that the Democrats have a shot at winning the New York 23rd district and that the Republicans or saying, look at us, that we're gonna hold this seat as proof of anything. I was like, I thought I was reading The Onion, like the political version of The Onion. Like, this has got to be a joke. I mean, I guess they really, in some ways, the Republicans have no choice, right? I mean, this is what they sort of have to do, I guess. Although, isn't there an alternative narrative that you could make? I mean, let's put it this way. Carl Frisch of Media Matters. If you were a Republican, if you were going on television as a Republican and you were going to make an honest argument, okay, and let's say you're going to tilt your argument is going to be honest but not propagandistic, what would you say if you were a Republican?
If I was going to be honest, I'd probably just talk about how oh my gosh, look at Virginia. We haven't had an electoral win there in 8 years, 9 years. Look how great we're doing.
So then I
would ignore everything else.
Okay. So, or would you make the David Frum argument, which is that basically the party? Would you acknowledge the party?
Well, and that's when it gets into this whole death spiral thing. If you choose to acknowledge that, you're basically allowing yourself to be excommunicated from the party and the movement. They don't believe it for a second. The movement base of the Republican Party. Basically what's left of the Republican Party. And what they believe is that the new media is as more and more conservative.
I mean, what's amazing is that Newt Gingrich made some news in the New York 23rd Congressional District when he said he backed the assemblywoman, the Republican assemblywoman.
Scozza Fava,
right, who is basically a mainstream conservative. She's got a couple of issue positions on
she's
a few issues.
She's pro-choice and pro-gay.
Yeah, right. But she's basically a
pro-union.
Yeah.
But by and large, economics, the rest of the list, you know, she's like a traditional New England, New York conservative Republican.
Right, and Newt Gingrich has to come out. Newt Gingrich, the arch conservative, right? He has to come out, and he suddenly is the moderate, right? He's like, hey, we have to have a big tent, right? And we can't let the Tea Partiers take over the Republican Party. Now, I wonder, at a meta level, does this suggest that there's actually a success in what the Republicans are doing in this way, that if the Tea Parties and the Glenn Becks and the Rush Limbaughs are pushing so far to the right that they can make Newt Gingrich look moderate, does that mean that they are, if not pulling the political debate farther to the right, then at least anchoring it on the right?
Well, that assumes then that the teabaggers won't have any electoral wins or have any major influence over what happens within the party. And because they are the base of a party that is, you know, only 20% of the American people even identify as being a part of, I think that it doesn't do anything to help the party.
People don't look
more moderate simply because what you're going to see in primaries now is conservatives parroting the rhetoric, which is what you've seen all over this country for Republicans that are faced with primaries.
Everybody trying to one-up each other. Everybody trying to one-up each other.
Exactly.
Who is the real conservative? I'm going to keep going farther and farther until the point where you get Rick Perry running in a Republican primary advocating effectively the secession of Texas from the Union.
Right, and, you know, some of us thought we'd never see a day that we'd agree with Governor Rick Perry.
Well, but I guess I mean on the debate about issues, right? If all of a sudden Newt Gingrich is a voice of moderation, I get nervous that, like, then he goes on television as this newfangled supposed moderate. His policies, what he's advocating for, policy-wise, not partisan-wise, policy-wise, is portrayed as moderate. And he starts sounding like a voice of reason. That's when I start saying something's really wrong here if Newt Gingrich is the voice of reason.
Well, look at how much of a voice of reason he is and how large the cojones are. You know, it's kind of like when you attack Rush Limbaugh, it's only a matter of time before you get snapped back into line. Newt and a couple other people were critical of this Hoffman character, the conservative candidate, the Tea Party movement candidate. And within days, they're lining up right behind them mm-hmm. with not a sour note to sing. So, if they truly wanted to look moderate, and this is a question I'd like to see more of in the media, we have seen some discussion about how this shows the deep divide within the Republican Party and conservative movement. But if they truly want to, you know, find out where the thinking is, it's not just allow Newt Gingrich to make these statements, you know, and then back off of it. It's to explain backing off of it. Explain what it means to the party that is trying to grow a tent so that it can win electorally. Explain what it means that this tent is kicking more and more people out of it.
Again, on the line with us is Carl Frisch of Media Matters. You can find their work at mediamatters.org. My last question for you is whether you've seen a trend in the media to equate the progressive base with the conservative base. This is something that I've picked up a little bit on, which worries me in the sense that, oh, the Tea Partiers in this New York 23rd district are effectively the same kind of political dynamic as those who challenged Joe Lieberman in 2006 and undermined him. My, do you see that?
With such unpopular issues at the time as against the war.
Right. I mean, obviously you can't, it's not fair to draw an equivalency because what the progressive base pushes candidates to do is take positions that are actually more mainstream, and that the conservative base pushes candidates to take positions that are far less mainstream. But are we going to see, and have we seen, that equivalency drawn?
I've seen a bit of it, kind of in the reverse way, though. You've, from time to time, you've seen people in the media looking at Congressman Grayson, for instance, in Florida,
right,
and trying, and, you know, even calling him a wingnut, which is typically a phrase reserved for conservatives. There's other slurs that people typically use against Democrats. There hasn't been widespread reporting of that. And I think there's a fundamental issue with that. And we can talk about the facts of it. But I think the reason why the press hasn't picked it up is because they do realize in large part, that what the, you know, DENIAC movement, for lack of a better word, did, was bring the country along to not just be against the war, but be in support of a variety of other issues that the Democrats had largely abandoned throughout the 90s. But were, you know, those issues were still wildly popular with the American people. The difficulty comes in that the issues that the Tea Party movement is trying to get Republicans to realign with, they're not popular at all with the American people. So it's going to be very difficult for them to even try and paint that picture. They might be able to paint it, you know, in reverse against various people like Grayson and whatnot. But I don't think you're going to see a very successful effort to paint that picture of this just being another version of what the left did in the early part of the Bush administration.
Well, I agree with you. I think they're going to be unsuccessful. However, this is definitely my guess is that they see themselves as the Tea Partiers do, as these courageous, speaking out, sort of hearkening back to the time when Barry Goldwater was unpopular and then laying the groundwork for becoming more popular. And a tip for you at Media Matters, I am very, very excited to watch the television show V, from the 80s. I'm writing a book about the 80s, and V is coming back, and it's completely cheesy. But I'll tell you something. I watched the preview to V, and I think it starts tonight.
Where they talked about health care?
They talked about health care, and there was this whole idea of, like, this small band of protesters telling the country, don't be hypnotized by the power of the newcomers and the Vs, and, of course, the lead voice of the V looks sort of multi-ethnic, kind of Obama-ish. So I'm curious if V is really this sort of right-wing allegory against Obama. It's the tip that I would love to see.
From the same network that brought us the path to 9/11, by the way.
Exactly. So keep your eye on it. Carl Frisch at Media Matters. Thanks, as always, for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, David.
9:20 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll do our News of the Weird segment. A lot to get to in the News of the Weird segment, including a schism or a crevice in Africa that is expected to become a new ocean. I'm not kidding. That's in News of the Weird. And then we'll go back to our discussion about the elections after a traffic update with Todd Parker.
We're still looking at extremely slow speeds.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Earlier accident. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be sunny with a high around 63, 64 degrees. Currently, there's a few clouds floating around, and it's 44. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your neighborhood Toyota dealer service centers have factory-trained technicians that know your vehicle inside and out. Get the right service at the right price. Toyota.
Late on a mortgage payment? Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff Gadd at ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Mario here. Jeff Gadd and I met, and he's tired of watching people foreclose. But Jeff has options available. He's professional, discreet, and understanding, and he'll help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com or call 720-231-2509. Jeff is a realtor, and he could also help you buy or sell your home. Go to YourDenverHomeTeam.com.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
By now, you've heard a lot about Ovation Cell Therapy and how it helps restore dry, brittle, damaged hair and the amazing results for growing your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed. But did you know that after 15 years, over 500,000 customers have never asked for their money back? Because it works. I've been using Ovation for less than a week, but I love it already. Your website claimed people noticed a difference after a couple of days of use, and I have to agree with them. Thanks for a wonderful product. Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types to help restore dry, brittle, thinning, or damaged hair. And it'll work for you, too. Just a simple shampoo and rinse application with no side effects. It's even safe and effective for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's unconditionally guaranteed. Log on to ovationhair.com to learn more and enter AM760 at checkout for a special offer. Grow your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer, faster. Visit ovationhair.com and remember to enter AM760 for your special offer. ovationhair.com.
You hear that? that music, that's time for News of the Weird. As I said, giant crack in Africa will create a new ocean. A 35-mile rift in the desert of Ethiopia will likely become a new ocean. Eventually, researchers now confirm the crack, just 20 feet wide in spots, opened in 2005, and some geologists believe then that it would spawn a new ocean, but that view was controversial, and the rift had not been well studied. A new study involving an international team of scientists and reported in the journal Geophysical Research Letters finds the processes creating the rift are nearly identical to what goes on at the bottom of oceans. So a new ocean coming in Africa. All we all have to do to see it is live a million years. Fists fly after Post editor tells writer, it's the second worst story I've seen in style in 43 years. This from the Washingtonian magazine. It's come to this, the Washington Post style section, for years known as, quote, the sandbox, because it was a playground for sometimes immature writers, has turned into a boxing ring because one of the editors was revolted by a story that came across his desk on Deadline. Details are sketchy, but numerous witnesses report that veteran feature editor Henry Allen punched out feature writer Manuel Roig Franzia on Friday. The fracas took place inside of Post executive editor Marcus Broccoli's office, and the editor had to rush to separate the two. Hilarious. Study. Man-eating lions consumed 35 people in 1898. The nightly attacks by two man-eating lions terrified railway workers and brought construction to a halt in one of East Africa's most notorious onslaughts more than 100 years ago. But the death toll, scientists now say, wasn't as high as previously thought. Still, but eating 35 people in 1 year, that's incredible. This from Live Science. A crowd of consumer gadgets such as cell phones and wireless devices may overwhelm the small band of scientists straining to detect faint radio emissions from offbeat sources ranging from hurricanes here to galaxies in the distant cosmos. So our gadget obsession getting in the way of science. A couple more stories here. AP reports a Halloween trick-or-treater in Ohio may have gotten a bigger treat than expected, a diamond ring. A woman in suburban Cincinnati said she thinks she may have lost her wedding ring when she was tossing candy into trick-or-treaters' bags on Halloween. Elizabeth Olson said she had the ring enlarged and thinks it may have slipped off her finger when she was throwing candy into the bags, buckets, and pillowcases. Olson is asking people to keep an eye out for the ring and to return it to her if they find it. Let's hope she gets her ring back. Concord, New Hampshire, the bouncing mega meatball record has landed in the East Coast. Matthew Matinsky. Oni's Italian Eatery in Concord said Sunday that a 222.5-pound meatball was authenticated as the world's largest after being weighed by state weights and measures officials. A Guinness Book of World Record official confirmed the big meatball as a record breaker and presented Matinsky with a plaque. Couple more stories here, one from the sports world. Editions of the Philadelphia Inquirer today include a Macy's ad that congratulates the hometown Phillies on being back-to-back World Series champions. The only problem, of course, is that while I want the Phillies to win back-to-back championships, the Phillies trailed the New York Yankees 3-2 in the Fall Classic. And I love this story. New York Post reports that HBO's show The Wire about life in the Baltimore ghetto is about to become a course at Harvard. The announcement came at a panel discussion at the school featuring several of the show's stars, according to the Harvard student newspaper The Crimson. So you can now take a Harvard class on The Wire, the greatest show ever aired on television. I'm going to stand by that. The greatest show ever aired on television. That is your News of the Weird. Back to our discussion about today's elections, we're hearing a lot, again, about the supposed national importance of the elections today. Not saying that they're not important. Certainly they're important for folks in New Jersey, Virginia, New York's 23rd District. But are they a national referendum on President Obama as they are being billed? Karl Rove, an editorial in the Wall Street Journal, saying that if Republicans win these seats, it will be a message to congressional Democrats that they support President Obama and the progressive agenda at their peril. This is a lot of crap in my estimation. Just to go over it real quick. Virginia, a Republican-leaning old Confederate state that has voted against the party that won the presidency immediately after the presidential election in 8 of the last presidential elections. New Jersey, a Democratic-leaning swing state for sure, but the Democratic candidate is the former CEO of Goldman Sachs. And there have been a number of high-profile Democrats in that state in particular, Bob Torricelli, Jim McGreevy, who were plagued by scandals soiling the Democratic Party, the local New Jersey Democratic Party's name. The fact that Democrats are even competing in this district suggests how weak the Republicans are, not how weak the Democrats are. And the New York 23rd, somehow everyone's forgotten that this district, this special election in this district, this district has been held by Republicans since the Civil War. How is holding a district that the Republicans have held since the Civil War proof that the Republicans are on their way back? I mean, that's like, let me give you an example. That's like saying that Democrats holding, in a special election, holding the district covering the city of San Francisco or the city of Berkeley, California, is a referendum that Democrats are on their way back. That is the equivalent. So I don't really understand this whole narrative. Do you buy it? Do you think the Republicans are coming back? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on I-300, the initiative we're voting on here in Denver today, the initiative to tell police that they have to impound your car if you cannot provide a physical license, if you forget your license on the counter, or if you don't have a license at all. I strongly suggest you vote against this. This is the silliest, most wasteful, most ridiculous ballot initiative we have seen in a long time. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Robert in Westminster. Robert, you're on AM760.
Thank you, David, and thanks to Jay Marvin. I was and happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, man.
All right, and Jay Marvin was there when I needed him. He was doing his show from where you are now, and I had a head injury and I was off work for about 10 years. One of the things that really helped me mentally was a voice of reason amongst all the stuff that was going on during the Bush years. But this thing about the license, if you're not carrying your license and you get your car impounded, that is a huge level of expense and bureaucracy. And I believe you're right. It is aimed at the immigration situation. But that all ties into this idea where we as the American people are being hoodwinked by big dollar signs. If a huge corporation or the head of a huge corporation has a lot of money, well, then they must be doing something right. They must be very intelligent. We must be able to trust them. But the thing about the big money running this country, these people are very motivated, and they have one thing in mind, is making more money for themselves. We as a people have a concern of running the country. And we need to recognize who we are, the power that we have, regroup, and say, this is how we're going to run it.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think you know this idea that people with lots of money have more credibility in the public's mind than people who don't have lots of money is a major part of the problem. It's an attitude that we've adopted, I think, fairly recently. I mean, I think people with money have always had power. But I think you're right, the idea of their added credibility, that if you are the CEO of Goldman Sachs, you're a zillionaire, you are seen as automatically credible. And how does this play out in our politics? Well, it's obvious, right? When you have, I'll give you an example, when you have these CEOs, these guys line up in front of Congress, these Wall Street CEOs, and they come before Congress, and the Congress does whatever they want. Leo Gerard, the head of the Steelworkers Union, made the point that what really is going on in that situation is that Congress treats people well who, the way he put it was, who take a shower before work not those who take a shower after work. By that he means Congress and the media gives an added level of credibility to sort of the elite class, of the white collar elite class. And I'm not talking about white collar, you know, like a regular physician. I'm talking about, you know, we're talking about zillionaires on Wall Street. They give those folks a level of credibility they don't give working people. And that is a big problem in our country. And it requires us, I think, to really reevaluate our own attitudes about how we look at people. I mean, a lot of people with a lot of money screwed the country. Like, they're the people who screwed the country.
You. Yes.
And this is part of the that's the kind of thing you're not really allowed to say very much in our political debate, but that's exactly what's going on. And I think, maybe I just hope, but I think people are starting to realize that. And if there's any danger to President Obama from this, it's that he himself has filled his administration with some people who come out of that same school of thought. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. 9:35 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
Just a heads up, as you're trying to get from the tech center towards downtown, traveling on the northbound lanes of I-25, you're going to run into single-digit speeds, pretty much starting right around Hampton, taking you all the way up towards Auraria Parkway, right around 6th Avenue as well. Those are the scenes of a couple different crashes. Southbounders on I-25 also feeling it on that approach to 76, had an earlier wreck there. Off those main roads, they're cleaning up a mishap at 49th and Federal. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
If you're really hungry, then get online at am760.net and call.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through 3 closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Theraflu to Aleve to Softlips, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Print. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
This Veterans Day, it'll be easy to find better prices on beds. It just won't be so easy to find better beds. So you can get a bed not designed specifically for your body, on sale. Or the kind of bed that drives millions of couples to sleep separately, on sale. Or a bed that actually may cause back pain instead of relieving it, on sale. Or you can get a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. A bed so ingenious, it calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number Bed at a Sleep Number Center, where queen-size mattresses start at just $6.99. And during our Veterans Day sale, save up to $500 on our special edition Sleep Number Bed sets. Available for a limited time, only while supplies last. Everybody has a Sleep Number. Find yours before our Veterans Day sale ends on November 15th at only one place, a Sleep Number Center.
Select Comfort Sleep Number Centers are in most major malls, including Colorado Mills, Belmar Mall, and Main Street at Southlands.
Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.5% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium, or late withdrawal. No extra fees, no minimum balance, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move all your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to the doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
Is your computer
computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
I love this song. I ran so far away, right? Well, who is it? It's the Flock of Seagulls, right? Flock of Seagulls. This video freaked me out as a kid. I don't exactly know why, but it was a kind of, I feel like, weren't they like in a dark room with mirrors and they were spinning around? It freaked me out as a kid. Talking about the election today. Where are you on I-300? I suggest you vote no. If it's on the ballot, on your ballot in Denver, which if you're in Denver, it should be on your ballot. Also, do you buy the notion that these elections in Virginia, New York's 23rd congressional district, and the New Jersey governor's race have a national importance? Are they a referendum on President Obama? 303-713-7600. I think that's a lot of crap. What do you think? Charles in Englewood. Charles, you're on AM760.
Good morning. On the election thing, I don't think it's necessarily a referendum that puts the Republicans in power. What I do think it is, or should be, a wake up call to the Democratic Party in that I'm fearful that a lot of people, because of what's been going on, particularly with the health care and the way the Democrats keep, you know, caving and so forth, that a lot of people are just going to get fed up and stay home. So it's going to be the wake-up call to the Democrats. They better, you know, that they better get the job done that we sent them to office for, or come 2012, or, you know, come 2010, then we really are going to be home, and the Democrats are no longer be in power. I mean, I worked tirelessly for Obama and to get him elected, and I'm just extremely disappointed. And to be honest, were there elections being held where I am now, other than, you know, just mayor and so forth, I probably would stay home.
Yeah, and you know, the problem, again, is that the narrative out of tomorrow, that the Republicans have done a decent job of pre-spinning this, the narrative says to do something the exact opposite, right? The media push, the pundits who come on as supposedly nonpartisan observers and say, well, you know, the Republicans win this, this is a wake-up call to Democrats that they got to slow down. And I think it's exactly the opposite. And I think you're right.
It's definitely the opposite. And if the Democrats don't wake up, then yeah, they are going to get back to where they were during the Bush administration, which is sitting on the sidelines while the Republicans ran through everything that they think that they want to do.
I mean, let's just break this down a little bit. Let's take New Jersey as a perfect example, right? It's a perfect example, an even better example than Virginia, right? Because New Jersey is a state that Democrats need to win. But Virginia is sort of like a state that it's nice for Democrats to win in national elections, and I want them to beat Republicans in national elections, but it's not one of the states that they need to win. It's very hard. Yeah, right. It's nice to have, but they don't need to win it. New Jersey, if in a national presidential election a Republican wins New Jersey, it's basically over. It's very difficult for Democrats to create a map of winning a national election and losing New Jersey. So let's just take New Jersey for a second as an example of what you're saying, because I agree with it completely. Here you have the Democrats putting up a candidate who was the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, a walking caricature of all that is wrong with the American economy. This guy, who is John Corzine, he has bought his gubernatorial seat. He bought the Senate seat he used to hold. Now, he's a decent progressive, so I support the progressive policies that he's supported. But just as a standard bearer, he's a walking caricature. Okay, and you've got a Republican, a standard issue sort of, you know, conservative, kind of slimy Republican running against him, and you've got an independent. Okay, if the fact that this is close is not a sign that the Republicans are resurgent, it's a sign that in a Democratic-leaning state that Democrats need to win national elections, they shouldn't have as standard bearers somebody who is the caricature of a top-hatted Republican himself, right? Corzine, that's what he is a caricature of.
That is what he's a caricature of, but again, you know, I'm certainly not in that league. It's not to characterize all people of means in that manner.
He's not just a person of means, right? This is a guy, again, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, right?
I definitely understand that, but I mean, just, you know, as from the broad brush painting kind of thing, which the Republicans tend to do. I mean, you look at the Kennedys and you look at FDR, who both had money coming out the
wazoo. I agree. All I'm saying is this. Is that if you look at this state that Democrats need to win, and you want to take let's say John Corzine loses, right? You want to take a lesson from this moving forward. The lesson is, look, it's probably not a great idea for us to be a party whose face is that of a Wall Street titan. That's probably not a good idea. That's probably politically dangerous for us. And it's probably better if we deliver on things like Wall Street reform. That's it. And deliver on things like health care reform. If we deliver on a populist economic agenda. And again, I want to be clear. John Corzine has voted pretty progressively on issues. I'm just saying as a brand, right? As a brand for the party. The brand for the party needs to be, we are proudly populist progressive.
Well, and it's a definition of populist and progressive. I mean, if you compare the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, for that, you know, let's just stick with the Democrats for now, compare the Democrats now to what the Democrats were 25, 30 years ago when I first voted, the Democratic Party now would have been a centrist Republican Party 30 years ago.
Right, it would have been the Rockefeller Republicans, or
exactly.
At least a big swath of them.
That is not the party that I joined when I pissed my parents off and decided to go Republican, go Democrat rather than Republican.
You're exactly right. It's not the Democratic Party that was able to cobble together a governing coalition for 40 or 50 years. The Democratic Party was the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. It wasn't the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party fused onto the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party. Hey, great call. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Chris in Arvada. Chris, you're on AM 760.
Hey, this is Chris Bard up in Arvada. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to tell you my opinions on the Republican situation. I think your listeners would be interested to know a little bit about who I am. I'm a 20-year Republican, a conservative, and a business person. And I found myself so alienated from the Republican Party that I voted for so many years, and I want to talk about what alienated me. But just to give it a little reference point, I went down and talked to the Obama people early in the campaign and chose to become a precinct captain for him and took 6 weeks off work and was very proud to bring in my precinct. First time it had ever voted for a Democrat, we brought them in with 7%. So
what alienated you from the Republican Party?
Very specific things. The loss of what had attracted me. I can best describe it by thinking about the houses here in Denver. Go find yourself one of those little 1950s houses, probably built by a Republican. Statistically, businesses are run by Republicans, small, medium, big, doesn't matter. We're usually Republicans. Go find a 1950s house with a basic box that all over Denver. You'll find hardwood floors, good thick studs, a basement, well built. And all you gotta do is change out the windows and doors here, so almost 60 years later, have a good house. That's what Republicans were doing for our country in 1950. Now go look at some 1970 houses. You're going to find the studs spaced a little further apart, a little thinner wood. Hardwood's gone. We're talking wall-to-wall carpeting. Now take a look at a 1990 or a 2000 house. You're looking at garbage. We're building them at this incredible pace. That's what Republicans are bringing you today. They brought us 8 years of George Bush and Dick Cheney. Lies, corruption. You know, I dislike big government intensely. I am not a big fan of the health program. I love the idea. I'd love to have health care for everybody. I just don't think the government's confident to do it. But it was an easy choice. The Republicans presented nobody, and quite possibly the specter of President Palin. And the Democrats brought an honest, family-oriented man, well-educated, brilliant, principled, dedicated. I really don't like most of his programs, but I voted for the man. And I'm very proud that he's in office. And the point I want to make for your listeners are, if the Republicans want to claim a comeback, they're going to have to offer people like me, who switched, a reason to go back. And I'm not saying I won't. I still don't like a government. I want small government. But having a bunch of crooks who give us small government and then steer us blind, that's not the Republican Party I have anything to do with.
Well, you just delivered as succinct and as cogent an analysis and an argument for why tomorrow's elections are not a national referendum suggesting a resurgence of Republicanism and the modern Republican Party. And you have personified one of the key demographics that are still in play, the new swing voters, the alienated Republican voters who have become alienated from a party that doesn't seem to be interested in anything productive. Hey, thank you for the call. Thanks for calling up AM 760 Progressive Talk. You see, we are an open forum here. We are progressive, but progressivism means being an open forum for everybody to come into the dojo. 9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with Todd Parker.
The worst part of this morning's drive remains the northbound lanes of I-25. First, we had a couple different crashes near downtown near Auraria Parkway and 6th Avenue. Speeds are going to drop down into the single digits on that approach to Yale. Now we're getting word of a new crash. This occurred also on the northbound side of I-25 near Hampton. Southbound I-25 remains slow approaching 76 due to an earlier crash. Now we're getting word of a couple surface street accidents. One should be out of your way shortly. This is 49th and Federal. The new one just happened, just being called in. Yale and Lowell. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether you rent or own your home, Shelter Insurance has options to help keep you covered. Ask about their discounts for adding car insurance, too, by calling 1-800-SHELTER or find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
What kind of marketplace do we want to have? And the bigger...
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you get preferred seating offered to Visa Signature cardholders when they buy their tickets through Broadway.com. Experience the most out of life with insider connections from your Visa Signature card. As a cardholder, you enjoy access to advanced ticket sales and preferred seating at popular music and hit Broadway shows, plus advanced screenings to select Hollywood films. For event details and tickets, go to Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
Entertaining and gift catalog.
Sam's Club member Carol Faraby.
It's over 44 pages long, so it's simple to check off everyone's wish list, and you can't beat the prices.
Like a Samsung N130 netbook for just $349, and a Bose headphone bundle for just $149.62.
Toys, electronics, jewelry.
It's only in your local paper Wednesday, November 4th. Not a member? Use the one-day pass and join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Don't do it. Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your purchase, refuse delivery and get a refund now. And take all the boxes back. Don't waste your money. Lumber Liquidators can beat every price you've ever seen on hardwood flooring. Save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars at Lumber Liquidators. To prove it, we'll give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see to believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Bila has in his home. Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring. No fancy overhead, no fooling around. Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere? We can ship directly to you or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-948-5175. Call 800-948-5175. That's 800-948-5175.
Bob in Westminster. Bob,
how you doing?
You're on AM 760.
I'm doing well, man.
I'm doing good.
Hey, listen, I wanted to tell you about the lion thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you on the election thing, but there was a movie, I think Stuart Granger was in it back in the 50s. It was one of the first 3Ds on that very thing about these lions killing people building a railroad in Africa.
Oh, is that right? From News of the Weird? Really, there's a movie about it?
Yeah, it was, I think I'll look it up for you, see if I can find it on Google.
Yeah, email it to us. And everybody should know, you can always instant message us. It goes right to the studio, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page, and you can email us right that way.
Okay, I'll look it up for you. But it was really kind of neat, and it was the first 3D. I was in grade school when it was there.
Very cool. Very cool. Thanks for the trivia, man.
Yeah, see you later.
All right, take care. All right, last call of the day. Let's go to Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Happy birthday today, by the way.
Hey, thanks, man.
I was calling to say, first off, Karl Rove's little article, anybody that actually reads that and believes it obviously shows that person's education level or where their head is. On top of that, that whole referendum, that new 300 thing that they're trying to pass, if people don't really look at it, that's going to end up costing the city so much money. It's going to cost them more money than it's going to bring in.
And I got to tell you something, man. When I moved to Denver, this was first on the ballot a couple of years ago. I had just moved to Denver, and I picked up the ballot, and I'm thinking, what is this thing? I couldn't even figure it out, right? I was like, it's something about impoundment and cars, and, you know, if you read it for a second, you're like, ah, it sounds okay. But then when you start thinking about it, you're like, wait a minute. Oh, you know, this is the same idea that got us into trouble in our entire criminal justice system through mandatory minimum sentences, right? A lot of people can acknowledge that our mandatory minimum sentences passed under a push by Republicans for quote unquote law and order, right? We have to, you know, lock the door, throw away the key, don't give judges any discretion on sentencing, right? They just have to, if somebody's found guilty of this, they've got to go away for at least this amount of time. It's mandatory, by legislation. It's the same, and of course the problem with that has been, it's, you know, our prison population's exploding. We've got nonviolent criminals incarcerated, costing the state hundreds of millions of dollars. It's been a nightmare.
Yeah,
it's not even
point,
to talk about
why
the.
Why even have judges?
Yeah, exactly. It's just a machine, right? It's just a machine, and that says nothing about the immorality of it, right? Of that criminal justice. It's the same thing in this, right? We have a city council, we have a mayor, we have a police chief, we have police officers that we write the rules about how they, the things that are illegal and not illegal, and we write some basic rules about how those things should be taken care of. But mandatory, taking away the discretion from those people and saying if somebody forgets their license on the counter, their car has to be impounded, they got to be put through the red tape, they got to pay $2,000 to get their car back. It's absolutely absurd, and it's the kind of knee-jerk, mandatory minimum kind of thinking that's gotten us into so much trouble in the past. And you're exactly right. It's going to cost us way more than it will bring in. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for making that last point. Vote no if you haven't voted yet on your ballot. Vote no on I-300. Again, vote no on I-300. Trust the city government and our representative form of government. Don't use this. Don't vote for something that takes away their discretion in order to punish immigrants. That's it for the show. I'll be back on Thursday going to New York to tape PBS Now. See you on Thursday.
We asked women how they felt about getting...
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, poverty in America. 50% of all American children will be on food stamps. We'll take your call. E. Mucho.